about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
What's this?
Oh, that's a CB. What you do with that is you push down on that thing and hold that other thing down, and it makes your voice go up in radio waves.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
The only secret in this business is there's no secret. Be yourself. If yourself is good enough, it's good enough. If it's not good enough, it ain't good enough.
I'm going to agree because I feel that that will make this conversation end more quickly.
The great Al Pacino. Good morning.
What?
What? I don't know what this is.
This is Sean Connery. Talking about curling.
Sorry.
I am constantly amazed at your ability to continue to be a bastard. It really is something.
And now.
Well, we're all here, so without further ado, I'd like to introduce the boys.
Our feature presentation.
And Lisa.
Thank you.
And Lisa as
well. I appreciate
well,
that.
Most importantly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, I guess.
What do you mean, I guess?
Don't be all wussy.
Hey, we're going to take your phone calls at 1-800-520-1067 for the Kevin and Bean Thursday edition of What It Do, Nephew. You know, when we come in the mornings, I usually have something to open with, a story to talk about. And that's basically, for folks who don't know, that's basically to give Kevin time to get into his seat. And give us something to do while he's, getting his coat off. But the topic that I had today, somebody's already calling about, so I don't want to steal Daniel's time.
Right.
So we'll get to that in a minute. So, Daniel, you hang on. I definitely want to talk about that unbelievable thing that happened yesterday.
I would like to mention that we're going to start a new feature on the website.
Okay.
Where we're going to put audio up for you to remix. Because we got a lot of talented people out there. And now that they have computers the way they do, you can really, anyone can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one that I'd like to play right now. This is the King of Mexico. And this is Miss Cleo. And this their finer moments in the title fight. And then we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. A listener sent me this.
Okay.
And, if you can do this, we'll put up a bunch of other audio and we'll say remix this. And then you can remix that.
All right.
The clock with the clock
all
in
right,
it.
All right. Let me read this. All right.
The clock with the clock
all
in
right,
it.
All right.
Clock. Clock. A clock.
So there you go.
That's great.
No, that's good.
That's fantastic,
that good.
Right?
And by the way, in the title fight, I don't know how Dave can even pretend to argue that he's not a worse contestant than Cleo is. Because Cleo, although she was, really bad, at least she gave them a word to work with. Dave
right.
gave his contestant nothing.
Nope.
Well, he gave him, and let me read this.
Doesn't help. Well, we're gonna have a rematch later on today. Give you a chance to win Weenie Rose tickets and backstage passes, and you'll get a chance to play title fight again with Dave versus Cleo and remix this coming soon to KevinandBean.com. So look for that. All right.
All right.
1-800-520-1067. Time for Kevin and Bean's What to Do, Nephew. Hit it, Steve.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Journeys is the place, Westminster and South Coast Plaza. If you're listening in Southern California, how about a $25 Journeys gift card? Not very often does somebody give you free cash, but that's what you get for being on the air with us today. Let's go to Daniel. He's on line one, calling about something that's never happened before.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, dude?
Bean, obviously you saw this, but in the Detroit Tigers game yesterday, guy had a perfect game going into the bottom of the ninth inning. Two outs. Ground ball to first base, real easy play, throw over to first, and the umpire calls him safe.
The dude beat out the throw?
Nope. But the guy was out by at least half a step. You could see it clearly on the replay. The guy's foot was on the bag about, half a minute before.
Those of you who don't know baseball, even a tie goes to the runner. So if it's a tie when the ball gets there and your foot gets there, the runner is safe.
Yeah.
But
so,
in this case, he wasn't even that.
No, there was no way. I was listening to ESPN Radio just now, and Tim McClellan, you know, Hall of Fame umpire, said, God, I was watching the game, and I was saying, please be safe, please be safe, and my heart sunk when I saw the replay.
Yeah, well, so did Jim Joyce, the umpire who called it.
But
pretty much in history.
What's happening with the perfect games? I thought that only happened like once every 5 or 6 years, and this seems like it's the third or fourth one this year.
Yeah, I think Major League Baseball should expand their drug testing program to include robotics.
I don't know what's going on either. Kevin's right. The 19th and 20th perfect game in Major League history both happened within the last 4 weeks. So yesterday should have been the third of the season, which is just ridiculous. I mean, it doesn't make any sense why something like this would happen. It's so, so rare. But this umpire, you're absolutely right, Daniel. Jim Joyce is his name. I listened to his press conference after the game, and he said, I was convinced that I made the call right. And when I saw the replay, I sickened myself, basically.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
He said, I couldn't feel bad. I effed that kid out of a perfect game. I'm so sorry. He just went on and on and on. Turn down your radio, by the way, Daniel. Just self-flagellation, you know. He says, you know, the most important call I'll ever be associated with. I've been an umpire for 30 years. I can't believe this happened.
They don't have
replay? There's no
replay.
Well, they will.
Very limited replay in baseball, and only in the last couple seasons. They have replay for home runs, disputes on whether a ball is foul or fail on home runs,
right,
and foul or fair on, you know, when it hits the line. Those are the only things they have replay for right now. Because everybody was talking last night, can't Bud Selig overturn this? Can't he say upon, you know, because of the historic nature of the occasion, blah, blah, blah. But there's no rules in place to do that, so I don't know how that he can get away with it.
But are there rules against that?
Yeah, it has happened in the past. They overturned that George Brett home run, remember, being during the Pine Tar controversy. A day later, they did, you know, Major League Baseball ruled
on that.
That
was a long time ago. That's right. They did. I don't know. I'd love to see something like that happen because you can't take a perfect game away from a kid. I mean, he's in, you know, that's baseball immortality when that happens. So, and then, by the way, for folks who are wondering how it came out, the next guy got up and hit a ground ball to third base, and they threw him out, and that was it. Game over.
Wow.
But it was, you've never seen a one-hitter team more deflated walking off a field. I'll tell you that. They were just like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So, anyway, very, very sad. Kevin is on line 5 now, calling the Kevin Mean Show for What It Do, Nephew. Hey, Kevin, what's up?
Yo, what it do?
What it do?
What's up, Kevin and Dean? So,
we covered
my
that,
way, I'm on
go
the way
ahead.
Home from work, right? 91 freeway, coming home, traffic, bumper to bumper. I get rear-ended. 20 minutes later, again.
What?
So, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Wait, no. You got rear-ended twice in the same day?
Two
that
times
the mic all the time.
The
not even in his car.
6 years.
Wow, that's weird. Did you say you were on a freeway or on a side street? Where?
Yeah, I was on the 91 freeway.
Was it stop and go?
Yeah, it was slow and go the whole way.
Yeah, well, that's the problem is people get bored, fall asleep, not paying attention. All right, I'll move another 2 inches. That'll help.
All right.
Well, did you have to stop both times? Nobody can hear me today. What's going on?
We can hear you. I don't know.
But the callers can't hear me, though.
I know.
Should I not talk?
Go ahead.
Okay. Did you have to get out both times and exchange information, and it was an actual accident where people wrote down stuff, and you have to deal with it afterwards now?
Yep. Both times I got out.
Oh, dude.
Every time I jumped out on the freeway, the guy got so damn scared. I mean, I didn't know what to do.
How can you tell how much damage was by the first car and how much was by the second car?
Well, the first guy hit me, it was on the right side of my truck. The second guy that hit me was on the left side of my truck.
All right, well, good times.
I'm going to suggest that perhaps Kevin was driving erratically.
No,
because what are the chances, though? What are the chances that you would get rear-ended by two different people in the same day?
That's my question. Is it just a coincidence?
Or is it you?
They were both Asian.
No, let's.
Oh, well, that answers the question. Right. Okay, that explains it.
All right, that's one of the variables. You bad driving is another variable. I don't know. We'll have to look into this. Maybe there's some security footage we can find.
All right, Kevin, thank you for the call. Be careful out there today, Matt, because it could be you.
It was him.
Hey, can I just throw this out there before you do your thing?
Yeah.
For people just getting on the road, the 5 freeway southbound is closed and traffic is being diverted onto the 605.
Oh, just that
an
one?
Accident. I just want to. That's a huge.
Just the main freeway through the city?
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, start your boners.
We have. I'm looking for what you would start your boners for. They're all dudes. We have all dudes.
Everything? There's
just
nothing
in general,
boner worthy.
Just the excitement of the Kevin and Bean Show being on the air for another day.
Well, I'm on.
I was looking for a hot chick guest that would.
Well, how about big booty bitches? Maybe you start your boners for the big booty bitches today. How about that?
Best song ever.
Maybe.
Best song ever. We'll tell you about that coming up this morning. We have Aaron Paul, who is the younger actor on Breaking Bad, which is a great show.
It is.
It is a great show. He's what's his name? Walt? Walt White? Is that the character? Bryan Cranston's character? He's his son, right, on the show?
Yeah, he's his son.
Yes.
Yeah, he's involved in some crazy stuff, too.
Yeah. Dr. Drew, because it's Thursday, we have him every Thursday.
Okay.
We have Russell Brand on the show today.
How about that?
Yeah.
Get him to the Greek, which opens
tomorrow.
There you
go, Lisa. Start your boner for him.
I am.
Does she get one of those?
Yes.
Does that happen?
A little tiny one.
Paul McCartney.
Oh!
Wow. Paul McCartney can't remember the words to his songs anymore.
Oh, well, really?
This is why maybe once you get to be 70, guys, it's time to get off the stage.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Can you imagine? Spencer Pratt is single again.
Oh, yay.
How?
Wow, women everywhere are so excited.
How can a guy like Spencer, who has done what he's done, ever get another girl?
Great question. Although there are people
famous
out there. Yeah, he's famous and maybe rich. Who knows? It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Wow.
All it takes.
And comedian David Koechner will be in the studio coming up in the 6 o'clock hour.
He's great.
Don't forget, we have your Weenie Roast tickets and backstage passes today. You're going to have to earn them. We're going to have a rematch of the title fight with Miss Cleo and the King of Mexico. Based
all right,
on
now
that.
I got a boner.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, I need that tape.
All right. We'll take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 551.
Ralph looks good for a man who probably had a heart attack when they took the goal away and then another heart attack when they scored one last night.
Look, I was glad we got the goal we got with the puck standing on end that crossed the line. It was a lot of question marks covering the Stanley Cup Finals last night, but it was an exciting game of what so far has been a very exciting series.
Game 3, Philly wins 2-1.
In overtime. When they took there was a puck that just literally traced along the goal line from post to post without crossing, and they took that goal away after the goal judge had sounded the horn. I said, well, that's it. There's no way.
But it did look like the right call, right?
Oh, it absolutely was.
I thought,
yeah.
In hockey, the puck has to be completely over the line.
There has to be some white between white of the ice between the goal line and the puck as the puck goes towards the net, which is why they gave him that other goal when the puck was standing up on edge, and you could actually see white between the line and the puck.
But Ralph was saying yesterday, there's a lot of luck in sports, which is true.
Yeah.
That particular one went, it was parallel, it was on the goal line all the way across the goal.
It looked like it had been radio controlled.
Yeah.
There's no way, no physics would not allow that to happen in real life. It made no sense.
Just on accident.
But you see that kind of stuff in hockey all the time.
You really do.
It's just, it is odd how much luck comes into play in hockey, especially because you can only get so accurate with those shots, and the rest of it is just how it falls and who it hits and who it bounces off of, and that's part of what makes the game so exciting.
And the other thing is the difference of an inch. What a difference 2-1 makes to 3-0.
It's
just unbelievable what a difference it makes. Lisa, you're missing out on the most exciting month in sports going on right now.
Well,
the NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs.
That carries in the desert in Dubai on a camel.
NBA starts tonight. When's your next game? Saturday?
Friday night.
Friday night, okay.
Yeah. If it was Saturday, I wouldn't be going to Weenie Roast.
That's why I thought you were auctioning off your tickets.
Because you knew there was a game?
Yeah.
No, it's
exactly.
Friday and then Sunday.
So all right.
I'm in good
all
state.
Right. What is up with Spencer being suddenly single? We'll talk to, quote-unquote, him on the way on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat for a Thursday. What's happening?
Is that what the lawyers told you to say now?
Yeah.
Quote-unquote him?
Say quote-unquote.
I didn't want to mislead anyone.
I don't blame you.
Spencer not included.
Here's the thing. Before we get to Showbiz News, this is the state we need to boycott. Whatever with Arizona, we have to turn our attention to Nebraska.
What's going on in Nebraska?
Shutting down Nebraska.
Why? What are they doing?
They will no longer get any of my money in Nebraska. Remember all that shopping I used to do in Nebraska and all that business travel in Nebraska?
No, I don't think you ever did
I'm not going back to Nebraska.
You were out there every two or three weekends, weren't you?
I know, but no longer.
Why? What happened?
Here's the thing. There is a 27-year-old girl named Kia Carroll. She has started a business where she calls it's entertainment plus a service.
Yes.
It's house cleaning.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
In your house, she will clean your house topless, bottomless, or fully nude, depending on what price echelon you pay.
So they deserve more of our support.
No, because the district attorney of Nebraska says that her profession violates Nebraska obscenity laws, and he wants her imprisoned.
But it's in the privacy of your own
That's
home.
That's what I'm saying.
What?
And it's not prostitution.
Right. She's not boning anybody. She's just Windexing.
And I was gonna, when I heard the story, I was going to move to Nebraska just to buy a house there.
And me too. I want her to clean my house.
How about that?
Kia says there's no limit on cleaning and fun. And I agree with her.
Plus, you get all sweaty and stuff. You're just going to have to wash those clothes anyway.
Exactly.
That's practical.
You get
weird.
Dust or you get grime. You don't want grime on your clothes.
No, grime. No,
this way,
certainly
if you're nude,
not.
You don't have to worry about that. It's just just nature's clothes.
It is funny that this may turn out to be a states' right issue because it's certainly not what the framers intended for the Constitution we use for. But you can do that service in lots of other states, Ralph. I mean, that's not an uncommon practice, right?
That's why we have to bomb Nebraska.
Well, I don't know.
That's what I've always said. Bomb Nebraska.
I've never heard you say that. But
strafe Nebraska.
That seems...
Nuke Nebraska.
That seems extreme.
No. Let's get Kia out of Nebraska, and then we'll nuke Nebraska.
Okay. All right,
let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Congratulations to Kevin Costner on the birth of his seventh child.
Oh, dear God.
Really?
Wow.
His wife, Christine, gave birth to a baby girl named Grace Costner yesterday.
Well, that's not an effed up celebrity name.
All of his kids' names are pretty normal, actually.
Well, he's not pulling his weight, then.
It is his third child with Christine, and as I mentioned, his seventh overall, so... Yeah. Play ball, I guess. He's got seven now. He can take the field, right?
How many
people on a baseball team?
I believe it's nine.
Oh, so he's too short. Yeah. Don't play ball.
He's too short?
Just stay in the dugout. This Gary Coleman death keeps getting weirder and weirder. Of course, he was taken off of life support when he had that brain hemorrhage. Now, here's the thing. His wife, Shannon Price, was the one who said to pull the plug. Problem is, the pair was secretly divorced on August 12th, 2008.
Oh, no.
But she had no authority.
She didn't have any authority?
Well, that's what they're looking into. Apparently, Gary's Do Not Resuscitate order named Shannon as his primary decision maker when it came to medical issues.
Right, and he didn't change that?
And he did not change that, but that was at the time he made that decision. They were married, now they're divorced, and she still made the call. So legally, she may be fine, but people are saying it's odd.
When you guess that that's what he would have wanted.
Yeah. I think even if they hadn't been
married.
Weren't
they still living together, Ralph?
Yes. It was a very strange relationship.
Huh.
Tell me you guys heard about the 911 call.
No.
I did not.
Where she calls and says, my husband just fell down. There's blood everywhere. I can't go down there and help him because I'll have a seizure.
Wow.
What? And the operators... Couple. Yeah, the operator's begging her to, can you throw him a towel?
Nope.
Is there anything you can do for
him? If I throw a towel, I'll have a seizure in my arm.
And she's on the phone yelling down the stairs to Gary. Gary, how you doing? What's going on? And she won't go down there because she says the blood will give her a seizure. It's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Well, Gary's body has been turned over to the Utah State Medical Examiner's Office, which ordinarily only handles suspicious deaths.
Ah, okay.
So, I don't know. Maybe they think...
She pushed him?
She pushed him, or maybe maybe a Lego house fell on him or something. I don't know what's going on. I have to check it out.
Wow. Maybe the cat grabbed him and shook him till his neck broke.
That's right. It happens. Shaking baby syndrome. Congratulations to Patrick Stewart. He received his knighthood yesterday from Queen Elizabeth II at Buckingham Palace. He, of course, was the star of the X-Men movies and Star Trek The Next Generation, so he's now Sir Patrick Stewart.
How about that?
Does the Queen have a comment?
Does she?
She doesn't. No.
She doesn't.
Strangely,
she
has nothing to say about that. She
has something to say about that. Interesting.
I think Patrick Stewart said, make it so, number two. She's Queen Elizabeth II.
Nice.
See? So he would say that. Thanks, Psycho Mike from the back of the room. Speaking of Stewarts, poor Kristen Stewart.
Oh, no.
Now what?
I feel bad. She was interviewed in the British edition of Elle magazine this week. And she says she can't handle all the attention of being a superstar thanks to the Twilight franchise.
Sure. Aww. Her and Rob.
I feel so bad for her.
Yeah.
She says the sudden popularity that she's experiencing because of Twilight is similar to being raped, she says.
What?
That's true. That's very true. I agree with that.
Kristen, it really isn't the same. Allow me to show you the difference,
nope.
If I may,
nope.
Between being raped and being the star of Twilight. Why don't you stop by the studio? We'll work it out for you. I'm just going to give you a really explanation of how it works.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
How dare she?
You know, hippies. I mean, period. Hippies. Yeah, been really. Saying that my whole life. Be saying it until I die. Hippies.
She didn't have to go into public life, right?
She did.
She wasn't forced into.
Oh, no.
She was forced.
Sadly,
slavery.
Yeah. That's how the Soviet Union works, man. They find out what you're good at, and then they put you right in the team when you're a kid. You have no choice.
First Soviet Union reference in the 21st century, by the way.
And Madonna plans to celebrate her 52nd birthday by, what? Her 52nd birthday by getting $200,000 worth of plastic surgery.
Wow! Although she could use it.
I wonder what comes first, the number, the you know, the amount, or the procedures. You just go in and put down a stack of money and say, what can I get for this?
I have this much.
I have $200,000 to spend. Get to work. She'll still be the material girl, but now that material will be plastic. Sorry, got that. Let's talk about today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Super newsman Anderson Cooper is 43 years old today. Guitarist Kerry King of Slayer. That's just for Psycho Mike. He's 46 years old today. And tennis star Rafael Nadal is 24 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hilarious comedian and actor David Koechner joins us in minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Also, your chance to win tickets and backstage passes for this weekend's Weenie Roast. Obviously, it's Thursday already. The show is Saturday, so you are running out of time. Right now, though, how about an update from our friend Spencer Pratt?
I live and breathe, I would say, pop culture and the entertainment business. I currently am in a partnership with the next Jay-Z. I won't go to a club now for less than $100,000.
You say villain, some people say jerk. I mean, tomato, tomato.
I'm too rich and I'm too famous to be sitting with these people and cleaning up their in the jungle, my man. And this cast is devaluing our fame right now. I'm sitting next to VH1 comedians that I've never even seen before. I'm a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I kickbox. I box every day. I don't fear it, no man.
Spencer, you understand that the expression tomato, tomato means two different ways to pronounce the same word.
Quid pro quo, whatever. You don't have the right to talk to me like that.
But villain and jerk are not the same thing. They don't mean the same thing at all. That was Al Roker's point.
You know what? Jimmy Crack Corn and I don't care. This is all about me right now. You brought me in here for a reason, and I don't want to have you guys just pick on me right from the start.
All right, Spencer.
What?
We'll wait a minute.
Heidi Montag.
What? Lori, nothing from you, okay?
Heidi Montag says that she split with you, and she has moved in with a friend for a wild summer. She put that on Twitter. According to Radar Online, she moved out of the home. She moved in with Jennifer Bunny, and she tweeted that we're really excited to do girly things, which I think is good. And she tweeted, I am not Heidi Pratt, I am Heidi Montag.
All of that is true. We have made a split. Spence Dog is moving on to bigger and better things.
Now, is this a split like your marriage in Mexico, where it's all just kind of a fake setup thing so you can get in the press again?
No. This is a split, like, I'm going about my business, and I'm going to be with the women that I deserve to be with, a queen that deserves a man like me, a champion, a knight, the original cartoonist of Voltron.
You're not a knight, you're not a cartoonist.
You're none of those things, but you said all of that about Heidi. You said Heidi was...
The guy who started the Turkish Bazaar.
Okay, that was 1,000 years old, Spencer. Obviously, you didn't start that.
Whatever. Okay, you guys are talking pleather. I'm straight Corinthian leather. Ricardo Montalban style.
All right. So you are single. This is not a joke.
That's
this
right.
is not a PR stunt.
And listen, I've come in here. I'm also working with the next Jay-Z right now.
Yeah,
currently.
When is that going to happen? You said that 2 years ago.
He helped me produce this album right here that I'm working on. In fact, I brought you the first single. It's a warning to the ladies out there that I am, in fact, single. You listening up, Linda? Okay?
Yeah.
I'm back on the market. And that means it's time for me to love you down. And that's what this song's about.
How is Spencer going to get a girl? Now, I know that a lot of people go for fame, but
I'm going to live forever.
But you so famously treat women poorly that
I don't know. That might be a problem for you.
How would you find anyone?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And Henry VIII?
Was the king?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And he chopped women's heads off.
And he was still able to get new women. That's your point.
Yeah.
And he was the king.
I'm the king of Hollywood. Don't even say it.
Say what?
Those stupid lips of yours, keep them shut.
Okay.
Spencer. So you actually are rapping now or singing or what are you doing?
This is an R&B song.
An R&B
song?
To all
the ladies. It's a romantic little ballad.
All right.
Going out to the hearts of the women all over the world. I need you to know, Spence Dog is single. This is called Love You Down. Uh-oh. You better put your daughter in hiding.
Yeah.
Before I make her walk like she was horseback riding. Ha-ha. Be warned, Spence Dog is single again. And get romantic. Spence Dog.
Slow jam.
Is ready to love you down. Unless you're black or brown.
Asian or some weird type of Navajo. Basically,
what?
You better be white and Christian and preferably in a high income bracket. Oh, girl, I can see what you're anticipating. My neck beard is here and waiting. It's majestic. Adam's apple fuzz.
Adam's apple fuzz.
Take your pants off. White Christian girl with a lot of money. I hope you feel insecure about your looks. Because you should. You can always be thinner and have bigger breasts, baby doll. So don't feel too good about yourself just yet. Oh yeah.
Get goosebumps just listening to it, Kendall.
I'm suggesting that you can't be that picky. I'm suggesting it might be hard for you to find another
I'm
girl.
I'm suggesting that I invented lupus and I am...
Wait, is that good?
What? I'm a champion of parkour. Parkour.
Okay, stop. Get up. Oh, never mind. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 24 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Hi, this is David Koechner.
Where's Michael Snot sniffing some dude's thong? Probably.
A lot of people like an astronaut training to that of the restaurant management training. And you do not have the right stuff. Get out of my sight!
Nike Air is actually the air of our very best athletes. We've been collecting athletes' air for over 30 years now.
Hey, I can't quit you. No. Hey, you hear about that movie, Brokeback Mountain? Yeah, a lot of controversy, huh? Yeah, they do a lot of smoking.
I don't know why, but I can't enjoy breakfast anywhere but a strip club. My mom used to always cook bacon naked. She would cook bacon all day long.
I love you, Ron, and I want to be with you like them.
All right, hey, what is up for the radio?
I would love to be the radio. Yeah. No radio! I have something to say to Ron! Say it! Chip Burgundy, say it!
Tostada.
I know it it sounds like a memorial, but David Koechner very much still alive, ladies and gentlemen, and joins us here on the Kevin and Bean Show for a return appearance. Hey, Dave, how are you, man?
I'm great. That is a nice package.
That's what she said.
Wow. That's nice, nice. Wow, I'd like to hire you. That's a career maker right there.
It is.
Yeah. We're a career ender. We've done that before on this show. That's for sure.
This is a concrete wall.
So how you been, man? What's going on?
Fantastic. Everything's going on. Talking to Ralph as often as I can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're buddies. We're pals.
I got to tell you something. During the past couple of months, everyone, all the listeners know what we'd gone through with our twins and then with Olivia. David and his lovely wife, Lee, have just been so supportive to my wife and I and been there for us almost every day, and we really appreciate that. I just wanted to say that.
Well, thank you.
But that stops at babysitting now, though, right, David? Oh, yeah. If that call comes, you're out, right?
You throw one more in the mix at my house, I won't even notice.
It's true. You got a litter.
Yeah. And here's the weird thing. If you throw one more kid in there, sometimes it cancels everybody out, and you're not watching anyone because another person at the house is like a big live play thing.
Okay.
So they're all gravitating around it like an orb or a small planet.
You have like 25 kids?
Yes, and they get pulled into it like if it's a band around Jupiter. I think Saturn might be a more appropriate ring. And so you don't have to watch them. We've gone to movies sometimes. If you have a plate at our house and the kids seem to be playing well in the backyard, we'll just leave for a couple hours.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Smart. It's good that you can get that break.
Yeah, it's important.
It's a parenting
style. Lock the gate and you're good to go.
Yeah, it's a parenting style, yeah. It's a choice.
We were listening to clips of your career there, and I would be remiss if we didn't bring up, because we've been talking about it a lot, the status of Anchorman 2, the fact that it just sort of seems to be in limbo. It's not going to happen. Did you hear anything about Will or Adam or anything?
No, that's where it was. I mean, it was full choke. It was ready to go. Oh. It was going to be next spring or summer.
Oh.
And it was spring, summer, or fall, but everyone had committed to it.
Or winter.
Or winter. No, it wasn't going to be winter. It was either...
Okay. No,
actually, there
no
was,
winter.
There was going to be a... possibly a special project in the spring and the summer, and then we'd go right into filming.
Okay.
So I'd like to tease it out a little bit more.
Sure.
A special project. Hmm. And so this was going to be a nice, long, fun commitment, and then shooting. And so it was a real shocker that...
So now it's on hold indefinitely.
That's my understanding.
Oh, that sucks.
Plus, now, you can't... Go ahead, yeah.
I was just going to ask, the story as it was reported at the time, and I think Ralph talked about it in a showbiz beat, was that big hit in the United States didn't make a lot of money worldwide, and that's what the movie studios are gearing up for these days, is what can we make worldwide?
Right. It's kind of crazy, right? It's like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Like, America's big enough to make a movie for America, I think.
But you don't count.
That's right, exactly. Because so I'm American.
It's in English, yes. It's made on this soil, sometimes, yes. And it's for the people here primarily, yes. But we'd rather have the foreign sales first, so we're guaranteed we've already got our money back.
Right.
Then we can move ahead, which doesn't make any sense.
What are they watching in Guam? That's what we need to know.
But the thing is that you know that Anchorman 2, because of the cast and because of the success of the first one, you know that's a hit. There
exactly.
are a few that you know that
right.
would be
that's,
true of.
That's a walk-off home run right away.
So I mean, it's just
is anyone on base or is it just walk-off?
It's no, you might. The bases are loaded.
Okay, yeah. See, that's what I'm talking
I guess
about.
I know bases are loaded if it's... that's foreign sales. It's international.
I see. Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, that's Iron Man 2.
So Asia would be third base. And then,
nice. You know, I like
maybe
it.
Europe,
let's assign
second
it.
Base.
All right.
Okay. It's more of a balk, I think, the whole thing. You're balking in the winning run, I think, really.
Yeah.
More than anything
but
else.
Strange. Right. So why green light any comedy ever?
Right.
If you're not going to get, I don't know. Because the budget, my understanding, was not outrageous.
Except for you.
Except, well, me. Well,
champ.
Of course, I'm
champ
clearly
you
got to get champ back.
Right? Yeah. Highest pay.
You had him over a barrel.
If I'm the only one that holds out.
How quickly would they replace you, honestly?
quicker than it took me to take that pause and go,
Okay.
And by the way, it's got to be disappointing for a number of reasons, not the least of which is how much fun must it be to be on a set with guys like Will Ferrell and Paul Rudd? I mean, guys that you've been friends with for a long time that you just have a blast doing the movie with.
It was
a summer vacation for you, and it gets you out of the house with all those goddamn kids.
Exactly. And it shoots locally, so you can go see those GD kids at night.
If you so
well,
choose.
What about, you're not committed.
What about Drillbit Taylor, tired. Too? What's that?
What about Drillbit Taylor, too? How about that one? I've heard rumors.
Now that has been greenlit. Okay. That is definitely
if I could be,
it's a smash around the world.
If I could be angry dad on the off ramp one more time.
Well, thanks for coming in and breaking our heart about Anchorman. David Koechner is in the studio here in the Kevin
Abbey
Show.
Why don't we fund it? Let's pool our money and fund it.
Can we
I got
do
a
it
couple
for a
grand?
Couple, can we do it for like
can.
$5,000?
You know, guys, it'll have that real indie feel.
Yeah, we can shoot an HD video.
Nice.
We can
I like
do
it.
We can do to your house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's take that money away from your friend Annabelle and fund Anchorman 2 instead, Ralph. What do you think?
Okay, I like it.
All right, listen, we got to take a break. David Koechner is in studio. By the way, he is going to be live and on stage doing hilarious things at the Improv on Melrose tonight. You get to see this man in person tonight. Run your fingers through that hair. So improv.com is the website if you want to get more information or buy tickets. We'll talk about that show and more with David Koechner right after this on the Kevin and Bean Program. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. The great David Koechner is here doing some live improv on stage at the Melrose Improv tonight at 10 o'clock. Is this a solo show for you, Dave? Are you going to have a bunch of friends? Are you going to be interacting with the audience? Or what do you got going on tonight?
Yes, all of those things.
All right.
At 10 o'clock, there are three persons on the bill, four persons on the bill.
Is one of them Naked Trucker?
No.
All right.
I'm working on Dave. I want it.
I got to get you guys back together for a little fun.
I want it so badly. I love Dave Allen. Gruber, if you're listening, if anyone talks to Gruber today.
Anyone sees him?
Sees
him. Is he still missing?
Yeah. Gruber's around. I love Gruber. And I tell you, it's the most fun I've ever had on stage doing the Naked Trucker show. It's just a delight always. So we hope to put that back together again. How about that for the BS showbiz? We're hoping to get that thing back together.
We get our schedules lined up.
People that see Gruber today, just tell him how much Koechner loves him and is still trying to work on him.
All right.
It's because he doesn't have your phone number, so he can't hear it from you personally, right?
No. We spoke a week and a half ago. So we're working on it. We'll see. But folks, on the other show, you've got to see is Clowntown City Limits, which have you seen that, Ralph?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Clowntown City Limits.
Oh, it's the craziest cracked show about these absurdist clowns you'll ever want to see. It's
where's this?
Yeah, John Paul Sartre said, hell is other people. And I'd like to say about this show, these clowns are those people. But we're here to talk about the Improv tonight at 10 o'clock. Come on down, folks.
But you do characters. It's more than stand-up. It's sort of you doing your characters.
Yeah, because I'm not a traditional stand-up, so I do characters. I will do the guy from the Naked Trucker Show, Gerald Tibbins.
I
love him.
Yeah, T-Bones. And one of the guys you had in the clip, Jokey, I call him Jokey, or Ken Hammers, or whoever his name is, the guy that always goes, no. So it's one of those guys that makes a joke and then bails out into the very last second. So as if to say, I wasn't making a joke.
Lacks the right. confidence to follow through.
Right, yeah. Right. And he was like, was that a conversation starter? No. Starter, now, was your car broken? No. Hey, check the solenoid. No.
What are you? What are you talking about? So let's talk about improv for a second, because there are lots of great comic actors. A lot of people who are brilliant if they've got a script. It's a whole different skill to do what you do, where you're able to be, and how rewarding must that be when you do even a show like The Office, when you're on with guys like Carell who are such great improvers. Also, that must be a muscle that you must love working out.
Oh, that's true. It's where I started doing improvisation years ago in Chicago. And so, yeah, it's kind of like walking for me at this point. But it's less intimidating than people actually think. Ralph's a great improviser as well.
He is.
And you guys are actually improvising all the time. You
are
too, all
good.
Day long. That's what
no.
you're doing. You
no.
are. You guys are listening
no.
to...
No.
We,
listen,
no we, works. People say you can't say no in improvisation. If it's part of the game, you can say no.
Yeah.
No.
No.
All right, I'm just going to add that to everything and try it. Ask Ralph about our skills.
All you have
Ask
to do,
him about
all
that.
You have to do is be consistent. So
we are. Then they're screwed.
No, we're consistent. It's just it's not
really bad.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
consistent with the character that you just created. So if you're the guy that always says no, that means I can count on you to keep saying no. Would you like to have lunch?
Sure.
No. See,
no.
No. You broke the rules.
But that's okay. But then by the fourth beat, you'd say, sure. Now we can. Then that's an edit point. Folks are like, what? I did not want to wake up to some BS improv
class
in
Kechner.
The morning. Like, no. Gone.
Well, I both, we really, really look at people that can do that and we go, wow, I wish I had that skill.
Tremendous admiration really for don't. Guys like you. But here's the question I have for you, David. When you're on a set, and let's face it, making movies ain't cheap, and you've got 100 people standing around that are waiting for this day to wrap up, and you're trying stuff, you're improvising stuff, and maybe it's not working. The pressure has to be enormous to come up with something that does work so you can move on.
Well, my usually any situation that you're in that has improvisation, you've got a great script anyway. So you already had great jokes or great scenes to build on, and now this is just usually an attempt to build on that scene that was going to be good anyway.
Right, but if it was us, we would try it with all of our might, and then everyone would look at us like, what? We go, no? Okay, all right, sorry. Sorry,
you
everyone.
You film what's on the page first,
yes.
right? You get that done.
Yes.
And then if you have the time, you go back and you play a little bit where they'll let you go and
exactly.
do some runs.
Right? As McKay used to say, let's let the squirrel out of the bag.
Oh, I like that. I don't know what that means, but I'm going to start using it.
That's the term he coined on the set of Anchorman. All right, let the squirrel out of the bag.
And the beauty of film is you can riff and do all you want, and they just cut the crap out and
exactly.
keep the gold, so it makes you look like a genius.
When exactly.
All the bad stuff will never see the light of day.
Right. Yeah. Bottle some magic.
Yeah.
It can happen.
You have made such a tremendous career out of comedy. How much serious acting have you done? And tell me about what that's like.
This is pretty much the extent of it.
This interview?
I don't know if you remember Dave's role in Thank You for Smoking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would
I was,
be...
But I was thinking about that.
That
but
was
I mean,
great,
that's,
great role.
It was a serious role, but that whole movie had kind of a farce thing
twist.
Feeling
right.
going on to
it. It was a satire.
It wasn't,
yeah.
straight, it wasn't straight drama, right?
Right. So...
When are you going to cry? When are you going to get on screen and just...
I have
to be
like,
in a very special house or something. There's a patient who's dying.
I cried in Anchorman, I think. there was a movie I did called Daltrey Calhoun, which was less seen.
I'm sorry, what happened?
What was the name of that?
Daltrey Calhoun?
Was this your Western phase you were
that
going
was,
through?
I did with Johnny Knoxville and Elizabeth Banks. And,
wow, I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, and nobody did.
I'm looking at your IMDb.
It's not even on this
list. It's not on the IMDb. It's not even listed.
Got released on about three screens.
It didn't get released. It escaped.
I think it might. Yeah. It may have been the original Miramax's final, actually last release.
So you killed the studio, basically.
Wow. Yes. Congratulations.
Killed the studio show.
I'm not trying to. I just, as a follow up, is that because you're not interested in doing that kind of work? Or you just.
I am interested. I think it's a lot of times it's hard for the powers that be to see you as that person.
Yeah.
And. You know, if your strongest suit is to, I don't know, play first base, like, let's just put him in the outfield.
Let's play
like
first.
You said, people like earlier about improvisation, people are spending money, so you don't just take a chance. But obviously, if that happened, I'd invite it. I'd love to do it, and I'm sure I will someday. once I lose this hair, I think people will take me seriously.
Well, the problem is you're such a matinee idol with the hair. That's what it is.
It's hard for people to do anything but fall in love with me.
That's true. I mean, you're practically the Clooney body double as it is.
It's hard. We're up for all this stuff all the time. Went to Keckner? Okay.
People see up in the air, that was supposed to be
up
you.
Up in the air was supposed to be me.
You make every movie better that you're in, Mr. Keckner, and we're always excited when we see you in the... No, it's so true, though. I mean, you pick... Generally, you have a great radar. You have a great radar.
Except for Daltrey Calhoun, when apparently your judgment was off.
What's the worst movie you ever made?
Wow.
That's putting a guy in a spot.
That's hard. I'll tell you off the air. I won't...
Yeah, he doesn't want to hurt people's feelings.
But believe me, I've made more than one worst movie.
Oh, you have a category?
At least a couple. Yeah. Okay.
You know, a movie that was little seen, and real quick, if you want to see Dave really, and I think one of the best roles he ever did, one of the funniest to me personally, was a movie called The Goods with Jeremy Piven that didn't get a lot of attention when it was in theaters. But if you can Netflix that and get the DVD of that, it is a funny, funny movie about used cars.
It is funny.
It's fun.
The stuff between you and James Brolin really just killed me. I thought that was great.
Did they put that on the extras? I don't know if...
No.
No.
No. Depending on the context, use it.
No, but feel free to use the word when you're asking if you can say it. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. Where Brolin,
he's completing a sex act.
He whispers in my ear about how he wants to be, how he fakes it with a woman while thinking about a man.
Oh, okay.
All right.
He is in my ear, and it was so funny, and I couldn't understand why I didn't make the movie.
Wait, what happened in your ear?
I think he told you earlier.
He describes in detail
how
one might fake something.
I see.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay. All right.
But you know, another great one is Extract. And that's
that's
more of a straight role and something a little different, a little more dramatic for me, I guess.
And by the way, Jason Bateman, while we're in the talking about the categories of phenomenal improv guys and great actors, oh, I love watching that dude on
screen. Me too.
He's incredible.
And as great a guy as you hope he is, he really is just an outstanding individual.
Do people say that about you?
I doubt it.
I'm friends with him,
and I don't say that about him.
We were in an airport once, and we're trailing all the kids around and trying to find a seat, and it's a pretty crowded terminal, and we'd gotten some fast food, and we're trying to find a place to see how it is.
Yeah.
That energy of, oh, my God, and don't run away, and get over here, and I'm going to yell and beat you, but not in public. Wait till we get to a bathroom. And so we're trying to find a place to sit down, and some guy actually stood up and goes, "You can have my seat. You don't seem to be the guy on The Office. You don't seem like you're Packer at all." People really think
that's
I'm an
nice.
A-hole.
Yeah.
Well,
you know what they say.
Well, find out for yourself at the Improv at 10 o'clock on stage. David Koechner and friends, and you, the audience, will be involved. I promise you that. Improv.com. It's always great to have you on the show.
Melrose Improv in Hollywood, California.
Yes.
That's the one.
Hey,
that is the one.
Are we going to have him stick around for showbiz?
Yeah, why don't stick around while I do the showbiz?
Maybe you can love it.
Good times. A few points of view we can appreciate.
There you go.
Russell Brand joins us next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show, the star of Getting to the Greek. Also, we'll expose you to our new favorite song called Big Booty Bitches. Speaking of big booties, our friend David Koechner is in studio with us as we join Ralph for the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday. What's going on?
Well, there may be hope for celebrity rehab after all. You know, they've been talking about postponing it because they can't find enough celebrities to fill the rehab with Dr. Drew.
Right.
But they have Tila Tequila. That's all they need, right?
Tequila. She's on board. And they got Busy Bone. He'll be there.
Okay. Both Thugs and Harmony,
right? Thugs and Harmony. Right. But now they're talking to Liza Minnelli, apparently, about joining the crew at the Pasadena Recovery Center.
She needs it. I know that.
She's a train wreck.
But Liza Minnelli and Busy Bone in the same room. I mean, I'm dialed in.
Yeah,
we'll talk
I
to Dr.
So.
Drew later today, aren't we?
We are, yeah.
Let's ask him if that's the case, because Liza Minnelli and Tila Tequila should take that
act on
the road with Koechner opening.
I can't imagine her doing it, Liza Minnelli. Can you?
She's a real big star.
Yeah. So I would think she wouldn't as well, but
she probably wouldn't want to do
it publicly.
But
in front of people, so you know, I think your addictions can also be addicted to fame.
That's true.
And so
absolutely.
She's in that Sex and the City 2 movie. If she'll do that piece of crap, she'll do anything. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying, people?
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen apparently trying to stuff in a lot of quality time with the family before he heads into prison for 30 days. TMZ caught him the other day at the happiest place on earth, Disneyland. He was there with his kids.
He was apparently going into the It's a Small Cell After All ride.
You think that's how he sees everything now?
Come on,
everything's
folks.
Prison scene. Good jokes.
Thank you so much. I don't dance, folks. These are the jokes. Your kids watch Glee, Dave? Are they fans of the Glee?
No, I think they're a little young.
A little young for Glee, right? Yeah. People were wondering how that show would do once American Idol wasn't its lead-in anymore, and it turns out Glee is a juggernaut all its own. It was the number one show on Tuesday among adults 18 to 49, 2 overall in all viewing demographics, so it is a monster hit. It's got the number one CD in the country right now, too, this Glee.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
That. I'm a fan. I know it's kind of gay, but
Jane Lynch.
I like it.
Oh,
how good is she?
I love her.
She is
so happy
funny.
For Jane Lynch.
Did awesome. you know Jane? She was a Chicago
years,
girl, too,
for
right?
years, yes. Yeah.
You guys worked together?
Yes, we have several times on Paul, which is coming out in 2011. But also, we've done stage work together too. She's phenomenal.
I met Jane through the folks who put together the Real Life Brady Bunch show because she did that. And she got the Annoyance Theater. She was the original Mrs. Brady with that show.
I was replacement cast in New York when they moved to L.A.
Really?
Yes.
I was Peter Brady on the road tour.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I was Mike in New York.
Oh, look at that.
What's happening right now?
Look at our Brady pass. Didn't even know that about you after all this time.
Keck, how long did it take after you started hitting on Jane Lynch to realize it wasn't happening?
She and I had never had that attraction for one another.
Right. Huh.
I'm attracted to her talents.
Sure.
John Mayer has canceled the rest of his European tour.
Why?
Billboard.com says he's come down with an intestinal illness. So they had to get out the old Rod Stewart stomach pump.
Can I say the word?
No.
No.
Please don't.
Yeah, no.
Still can't.
Apparently he's scrapped Copenhagen and the rest of the tour as well, so he will not be performing. And speaking of tours, Stone Temple Pilots will be touring this summer. They will be, of course, Saturday playing our Weenie Roast concert this weekend, but they're also doing a big show at the Red Rocks Amphitheater, which, of course, is a famous site near Denver. And they are giving away a contest to have two fans attend that show.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'd like to go, you can go to StoneTemplePilots.com and check out all the details. But get airfare, hotel, two tickets to the concert, and $250 to spend. And that will buy you a T-shirt and a beer at Red Rocks. So, but you can check it out.
And you can sing on Vaseline. I'll throw that in.
And Bradley Cooper says finally he has achieved one of his all-time goals. He is having an action figure made of his likeness for the upcoming A-Team movie. He said he always wanted to be a toy. And Renee Zellweger agrees. But he says he's very excited about the toys. He plans to give them out to friends and family. Oh, you arrogant bastard.
Friends and family?
Hey, have you seen this toy of me? Well, here, have one.
That's weird.
Here's me being Face Templeton in A-Team.
Cooper's a great guy.
He does seem like it.
He seems like it.
He's a wonderful guy, honestly.
I can't wait. When does that movie come out?
Well, the premiere is tonight.
Yeah, premiere tonight in Hollywood. I think the 19th, I want to say, of June.
So mid-June. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So
you can check. Has he not been on your
couple
show?
Weeks.
Yeah, he has. I think
he came in once.
We had him in for The Hangover, didn't we?
Yeah.
Had him in with Ed Helms.
Yes.
They both came
in
for him.
That's right.
They were
really nice.
They were very nice guys.
I'm being told June 11th.
June 11th. Yep. That's what I meant to say.
18th.
June 11th. 18th.
Can't wait.
Take a look at the celebrity birthdays. Tennis star Rafael Nadal is 24 years old today. Newsman Anderson Cooper celebrates his 43rd birthday. And guitarist Kerry King of Slayer celebrates his 46th birthday.
Yeah!
Slayer fan.
Everybody!
Yeah.
You!
All right, Slayer fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Slayer
fan. Your mom! Die, die, die! Your mom! Okay. Die, die, die! Come on! Die!
Is he suggesting that we do that, or he's going to do that?
I can't tell.
Okay.
Both?
I was in the parking lot at a Slayer
He's
show.
Suggesting you make the wobbly H with your mom, apparently, with this guy.
Wobbly H!
He's 46 years old today, Kerry King, as I am Ralph Garman.
An hour from right now, your chance to win tickets for this Saturday's Weenie Roast and Backstage Passes. It's the title fight rematch between Miss Cleo and Dave, two of the worst contestants in the history of the game. That's coming up also actor Russell Brand in a few minutes. Kevin, it has to drive you crazy that Paul McCartney was honored at the White House last night, because I know you hate the Beatles, and you're sad that two of them are still alive. I know how you feel about that, Matt.
It's not – I don't have an appreciation of the Beatles, but they keep getting crammed down my throat.
Yeah, okay.
Because they're so good. Yeah, that's why.
Maybe. Maybe. And I've accepted the fact that I'm wrong, but I just really don't have much interest. That's
well, Paul McCartney last night performing for the Obamas, an all-star lineup. Everybody from the Jonas Brothers to Stevie Wonder was there. Some of our artists, Jack White from the White Stripes was there to perform and pay tribute to Mr. McCartney. Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters. I mean, a big, big thing. It's going to be on TV later in the summer. But we thought, hey, let's catch up with Paul McCartney because there's a lot of stuff going on with him in his world right now. And he joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Sir Paul.
Hello, Kevin Bean. Great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Good times last night at the White House. I imagine even for a Beatle, you got to be a little bit nervous about performing for the president.
Yeah, for a guy from Liverpool, you know, it's pretty exciting to be playing for the president. And, you know, he's black.
Yeah, we knew that.
Yes.
Who knew?
Yeah. I mean, no idea. He's on TV all the time here. We were very well much aware of that.
Well, I don't really watch much TV.
I understand, yeah. And, of course, appropriately, you sang your song Michelle, your Beatles song Michelle for the First Lady. That was very nice.
I was going to sing Blackbird.
Okay.
But I thought it was more, you know, better to do that. You'd probably enjoy it more.
Sure. So the White House last night, and just a few days ago, you were in fear for your life after that concert in Mexico City. What happened, Paul?
Yeah, what's up with the Mexicans?
Well, apparently your bus got stopped in Mexico City, and they were jumping on top of the bus.
They were climbing all over it.
I think that's just their way of showing you love.
Yeah.
Well, they had guns.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, that's no way to misinterpret that, I guess.
John Lennon was showed love that way once.
that's tragic. But, I mean, when they start jumping up and down on the bus, you have to be thinking, oh, my God, a riot's going to break out, and I'm going to be dragged off into the woods or something.
No, I'm thinking I'm too rich to die.
That's what you
thought?
But
I kept thinking, it's not right for the rich to die. Leave that for the poor.
Now, Paul, the word on the street is that you're getting a little, you're getting up there in age, and that you can't remember some of the lyrics to your songs. Is there any truth to that?
Oh, you must be daft.
Right, well, that's what I thought, because you've been singing them for 40 years.
Yeah, it's ridiculous that I've written them, haven't I?
But that's the word, is that if you don't remember the lyrics.
Well,
does that happen to you when you're on stage?
That's ridiculous.
No?
Of course I know my own songs.
All right.
Well, this article suggested that people will come up to you and they'll say, hey, I really like Revolution. Will you sing that for me? And you're like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't remember that one. And it's just, it struck us as a little bit weird, too.
Look, I'm getting old, but I'm not, losing my mind.
All right.
Let me prove it to you. I'll sing some of my greatest hits for you right now.
Oh, great.
Wow. It's just off the top of my head.
Okay.
So you can prove, those lyrics stay with me forever.
I would think so.
What a treat. Okay.
All right. Here's probably my biggest song ever. Hit it, Omar.
Who? Wait, Omar's there?
I got Omar working in the studio.
He's not working very well, is he?
No, he's not.
You need a new audio guy.
I wish he was with John and George.
Oh, perhaps he could then hit some audio for you.
Hey, only a second, though. Only a second.
Maybe some more.
No, seriously, Omar. Why is it working? Oh, there we go.
There we go. All right. Here we go. Oh, we know this one. Yesterday, of course.
Saturday.
What?
Yesterday.
Is the day right after a Friday.
That's not
okay, that...
But it's just before Sunday.
Okay, those aren't the
you
words,
start
Paul.
The weekend, Saturday.
No.
See, I told you, I knew all my songs.
No, you missed that. You messed that one up, Paul. It's Yesterday. That song is called Yesterday.
I wrote it.
Right.
I should know what the song is.
Yeah,
you should know, but you don't, unfortunately.
This one. Hey, Jew.
What?
You speak Hebrew.
No. It's Jude.
I think it's real good that you run Hollywood.
Oh, that is not at all.
That is how it goes.
That's not how it goes at all.
Again, you forgot the words to that one also.
No,
Paul.
I wrote it. I should know how it goes.
Yes, you should.
Well,
but...
All right, this is probably my biggest single, just being on my own, my solo career.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe I was tased because I acted out of line.
You weren't tased.
Maybe I was tased because my pants are see-through.
Okay, these are not the words, Paul.
Oh, all right, maybe that one was wrong. I didn't want my pants would be see-through.
Doesn't make any sense at all.
All right, this is a big hit. This is the big hit for the Beatles.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, now this one you always sing. You surely know this
when
one.
When I find myself in stores and shopping, prices always seem so steep. I should get a discount, buy it cheap.
It's not it.
That's not.
Buy it cheap.
That's not.
Buy it cheap. Or buy it cheap.
Those aren't the lyrics to that song.
Why should you pay retail? Buy it cheap.
Do that as a medley with Hey Jew.
You're going to get phone calls for that. All right, one more. One more was a big hit for us back in the early 60s. One more I loved to play in concert.
Okay.
Help, I need somebody help. I need somebody help. I need somebody help. I once got married to a girl with just one leg. Well, that's not true, she had two, but one was just a peg. See, I told you I knew the lyrics.
That one is good. I like that.
That's one of your biggest. I'm glad you're...
Actor Russell Brand talking Get Him to the Greek and fiancée Katy Perry coming up in minutes here on the Kevin Bean Show. Your chance at Weenie Rose and backstage passes on the way. And we'll preview the NBA Finals with ESPN.com's Bill Simmons. All that coming up in the next few minutes here on the Kevin Bean Show. Right now, though, Psycho Mike's new obsession. How'd you find this video, Mike? And how did it change your life forever?
I think a listener actually just, you know, said, hey, check out this video, which we get a lot of. And I don't often, you know, investigate it any further. But once I saw this video, I realized that these are the best musicians ever. And it's one of the best videos I've ever seen on YouTube. It's called Big Booty Bitches.
Now, here's the problem. The problem is that for the first 40 seconds, 30 to 40 seconds, it's sort of annoying.
It's a little repetitive.
It's very repetitive. It's a little annoying, and you go, all right, I'm out.
Right.
That's a mistake.
That's what happened to me.
Right.
I got to be honest. I've not seen the part where it gets amazing.
That's the mistake.
If you hang
around till 50 seconds to a minute, then from then on, it's just gold. Now, you might not be able to tell any difference in the song, but the visual is so great. It's two dudes. They're standing in their living room. One guy has a keyboard. He starts like a pre-program just by hitting one button. That's it. Like, that's his participation. And then these two dudes are just dancing to the song Big Booty Bitches, which is a little repetitious.
But easy to learn.
It is very easy to learn, yes. But it is a must watch. You have to see it and don't quit until the end of it. And trust us when we say then, you'll be ruined for life. You'll be singing this song for the rest of your life. Go to kevinandbean.com to see it. Here's a little bit of what the song sounds like. I think it's the next big hit.
1, 2, 3.
I got big booty bitches, big, big booty bitches. I got big.
Now that's
they certainly are throwing their hands in the air like they just don't care. I'll tell you that.
The dance is fantastic, first of all.
They're amazing.
Second of all, that's 30 seconds. Okay. It's already repetitious, right? That's why you would want to bail.
Right.
But I don't know how it comes around, but to me it does. And
go
get
a drink, come back, and keep watching.
Nope. Stay there. I'm telling you.
Well,
I'm just saying
kill the first minute.
You have to stick through the first 45 seconds of pain to get to the beauty. And it's by the way, the beauty, no different than the pain. But for some reason, the length of it makes it better, and the dancing as well.
Didn't they have written some lyrics?
They did. What's wrong with
you? Okay, sorry.
You're listening to them. And by the way, wait till the change.
We don't want no skinny bitches. Little bitches get out.
We don't want no skinny bitches. Little bitches get out. They don't want that. They're not into skinny. They want heavy women.
Cause we don't want no skinny bitches. We got big booty bitches. Got a big booty bitches. Big booty bitches. Big booty bitches. Big booty bitches. Little waist. Little bitches. Little waist. Little bitches. Big booty bitches.
Now that's where we find out what they mean by 300 pounds.
Yeah, it's a big woman.
Yeah.
300 pounds. Oh.
That's more than booty.
300 pounds, oh.
You're going to find yourself today, by the way. You're going to be walking around wherever you are. You're going to be at work or whatever. And
cursing you.
Even if you hate the song and you're not thrilled with the word bitch. You're going to be singing it all day.
I got it.
All right, here's my favorite part right here. Here's where it really comes alive.
Booty bitches, I got big booty bitches, big booty, I got big booty bitches, long hair.
All right,
here's what I like. Somewhere in this great country of ours, the next Kurt Cobain is working feverishly on a brilliant song, okay? He can't get five guys to listen to it. These jackasses put this video up on YouTube. A couple days ago, it was already at 4 million views, okay? 4 million people
these
already
jackasses
have watched the
can
Big Booty
Bitches. They can dance. The dance, the visual of them in their living room, the keyboard guy really doing nothing except for dancing. He's not really playing the keyboard.
Your hair, no hair, I don't care.
A, press stop, but B, please don't let that song get stuck in my head today. Please don't let that happen.
We don't want no skinny bitches. Little bitches get out. We don't want no skinny bitches.
You're going to be singing this.
We don't want no skinny bitches.
Here's the thing. They don't want skinny bitches.
No, I got
is that.
That
what you're getting
That's
from?
What I did understand
saying.
That. Yeah.
Bitches, get out.
Just, they don't even want them in the room.
Yeah, get out.
Get out. Go away from me.
Bitches, big booty bitches. Oh.
What do they like? Big.
Big.
That's what they like.
Bitches, booty bitches. I got big booty bitches. Oh. Booty bitches, big booty bitches.
And message received.
Big booty bitches.
At the mall.
What's Miss Cleo doing? She doing the dance?
She's doing the dance.
Miss Cleo's doing the dance. I'm telling you. Go or don't, but I'm telling you, it's going to sweep the planet. And this
I'm telling you, put Miss Cleo in the video doing the dance, now I'm watching. That's what I'm telling you.
At the club, on the streets.
See, Dean, on the club, in the streets, both.
Show me some love. Give me hugs.
Enough?
Enough.
Give me hugs.
No such thing.
Big booty bitches, show some boys some love. Yeah.
No, not really.
Not really? 300 pounds? No? You're saying no? All right.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show with your chance to win tickets for the Weenie Roast and Backstage Passes coming up in about a half an hour. Hey, how about Russell Brand? How about Russell Brand joining us back on the Kevin and Bean Show? Get him to the Greek, opening up everywhere tomorrow. Hey, Russell, how are you, man?
How's it going, chaps? You all right?
Doing very well. We're good.
We're doing great. It's always great to catch up with you. I was very confused this week when I was out shopping for new music releases, and I saw an Infant Sorrow album. Your character plays the lead singer of that band in the Get Him to the Greek movie, but you've got an actual album out. I'm confused. What's going on?
Well, to make this film authentic, we had to record about 20 songs. About five of them were written by Jason Segel, who wrote Sarah Marshall and is the star of Sarah Marshall. Some were written by Jarvis Cocker frontman Jarvis Cocker, and some was written by Carl Barat from the band The Libertines. The songs in this movie are an integral part, and they're really, really funny. So they released an album of me pretending to be a rock star, Infant Sorrow, Live at the Greek. It's good.
And do you actually, do you feel like you're an actor up there playing a rock star, or when you're doing stuff like this, do you actually feel like you're a musician now?
Exactly. When I'm up there, I pretend so that I don't feel nervous. What I do is I go, right, I'm a musician. If I was an actual musician, I would not feel nervous and just pretend that I actually am one. And it really works. And the other thing I do, say you've got to do a kissing scene, like you've got to kiss a girl, right?
Right.
I just kiss the girl. Just don't do any acting.
That's great.
Kiss the girl. It's really good fun.
That is the best way to do it. Russell, we were supposed to talk to you, I don't know, a couple of weeks back. And you had to cancel for some reason, but we just wanted you to know that there was someone walking the halls and doing an impression of you and acting like they were you.
Right. I know what's going on.
I got a little clip of it. I want to play it for you.
Yeah, this is Russell, and I'm here to talk about my girlfriend Katy Perry and her record, Teenage Dream. It comes out August 24th. Check out her new single with Snoop Dogg.
I'm surprised you're not talking more about your movie,
California
Russell,
Girls.
Considering that's coming out soon.
Oh, that's just,
not as important. Not important.
It's not, whatever.
She threw you under the bus.
Sounds to me like during that interview I was drunk or perhaps suffering temporarily from brain damage.
Yes, it does, actually. But looked great.
You looked better than you've ever looked that day that you came in, Russell.
I sometimes cross-dress in a gaudy fashion.
Hey, we so much enjoyed spending a few minutes with Katie the other day when she came in. She is so much fun. You're a lucky bastard.
Thank you very much. There is a downside to their relationship. She's a phenomenal bully, and she can be quite uncompromising, but she is ultimately the love of my life, I'm quite grateful.
We asked her if the rumors were true that you were the crazy wedding planner, and she said that she made that up. She lied about it.
Do you know what? Good. I'm glad she admitted that. She should work for the government because she can spread information and rumors better than anyone I've ever known. I think she should go and work for the CIA and introduce crack into impoverished communities.
Maybe she's already done that.
She's like one of the most manipulative people. She's like, she's like going out with Henry Kissinger.
No, it's not.
It is crazy, though, that we, as a society and all around the world, not just America, we're so obsessed with celebrities that all it takes is one tweet and everybody goes into a frenzy and believes everything that is written these days.
She's a nightmare. Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a peculiar indictment of our culture. Yeah, we are all obsessed with celebrities. Why are we so obsessed? I think it's being used to distract us from important things.
Could
like
be.
That terrible oil spill,
yeah.
Or the, you know, the way that our freedoms are constantly being impeded. It's used to distract us, I think, and I'm sorry to be a part of it.
Well, I'll tell you, when the news first broke that you and Katie were together, we said no, first of all. And then I was watching a West Ham United game, and there you were with her, and I was like, what?
Yeah, she comes to football. She's proper cool. She's a laugh. That's why I put up with all the rumors and skullduggery and backstabbing and trickery and monogamy.
Well, that's the worst sacrifice for a guy like you. Now, Russell, let me ask you this. As a hardcore soccer fan and as a proud United Kingdom citizen, are you clearing your calendar for the 4 weeks of the World Cup? Will you do nothing else but watch soccer during that month?
Well, actually, my next film, Arthur, is starting then, but we've got a special clause in our contract where if England reach the semi-finals, I'm allowed to take the time off and go out to South Africa and watch England compete in the latter stages of the World Cup. Honestly, yeah. I love football.
Yeah, you're right. England. Do you still write the column for The Guardian about that or no?
Nah. I stopped doing that. It was too much pressure. It's like writing that every week. You know? It's like, do you ever do any writing? It's not hard. And I've like just written another book as well.
Like
a second part of my autobiography. So writing, also you're on your own when you do writing. Yeah. And if I sit on my own in a room with a computer, the internet has got a lot of distractions on it.
Yes, it does.
Of course, I'm hoping for a great showing from the Americans, but my whole life I have secretly hoped to see England win another World Cup. It's shocking to me that the country where soccer has been so popular for so long has only ever won one World Cup. I can't imagine what that place would be like if they even got into the finals.
It would be euphoric. The thing that makes me angry is we invented football. It's our game, and now other teams are better than us. Italy, Brazil, Spain, Germany,
yeah.
France, they've all surpassed us. And sometimes we even lose to teams that aren't as good as us. So I think we should take the game back and not let anyone else play it. Like with you, with the World Series and the Super Bowl, only American teams can participate.
Correct.
We should take football back unless other people let us win.
Wow, that seems like a bad sport though, no?
That does seem slightly churlish, yeah.
This is the voice of actor Russell Brand on the phone. We're talking to him about, among other things, his film Get Him to the Greek, which opens everywhere tomorrow. We had your friend Jonah Hill in the studio last week, and he was very honest with us, and he said, look, guys, I don't go out there and lie, and I'm telling you, this movie is one of the best things I've ever done. It's hilarious, and I'm happy to promote it. He was very, very pleased with the way it came out. I hope you are as well.
Yeah, I'm thrilled about it. I mean, Jonah is, like, he's, I think, one of the best comic actors around, Jonah Hill. You know, I think he's going to be, like, a massive, massive star. And he's fantastic in this film. It's brilliant. And also, P. Diddy's in it, and you would not expect him to be funny. He's hilariously funny.
We asked him about P. Diddy, because to us, he always seemed like he was pretty self-involved and not funny. But he said that he really came in, tried out for the role, and just nailed it.
He's hilarious. I thought that I only knew Diddy from the TV and newspapers or whatever, and like his videos and his work. I thought this guy's going to be serious, but he said he's so funny in the film. He's a really great. He's a nice man, you know, Diddy. I like him.
Well, we have a clip, and this is Jonah Hill and you talking about, I guess, his critiquing of your music.
This is a good bit.
And this is how what he thought, and then your response to him.
Honestly, I listen to that and I'm just like, what was he thinking?
In future, if someone asks you to give them a critique of their work, don't rip out their gizzards and hold it in front of their face. What are you? What do you know?
I'm sorry. Look, I don't know what I'm talking about.
What you did was very spiteful, but it was also very brave and very honest, and I respect you
for doing that, but the content of what you said has made me hate you.
The band in the movie is called Infant Sorrow. The soundtrack is available everywhere in stores and available for download. And see Russell Brown and Jonah Hill in the movie called Get Him to the Greek. That opens everywhere tomorrow. Russell, always great to have you on the Kevin and Bean Show, man. Thanks so much for coming on, dude.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And it was lovely to hear that clip of Katie doing an impression. I'm going to get her for that.
Please do.
Get Him to the Greek starts tomorrow everywhere. Thanks, Russell. We appreciate it. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 7:55.
Damn. What? Yelling going on today. What's up with that? All right. Bill Simmons from ESPN.com previews the NBA Finals tonight. A lot of Celtics fans, by the way. Turns out they're a very popular team.
He's
a lot
one.
Of Lakers fans, too. Yeah, and he's one of them, exactly. So very, very interested to talk to that. Plus, we got Weenie Rose tickets for you. Ralph is here now with the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday. What's happening?
Oh, poor Omar must be losing his mind, considering that Glee was the number one show in America on Tuesday night.
Was it?
People over at Fox were concerned how Glee would do without American Idol as its lead-in. It sort of did ride on its coattails, but now it turns out that Glee is a powerhouse in its own right. It is number one show amongst adults 18 to 49 on Tuesday, second in overall viewers on Tuesday. And I was wondering if Omar would like it more with this new version of Glee that I just found out was coming out this week.
Oh,
really?
What is that?
It is brought to you by the good people at Hustler Video, who
yes.
have been bringing us all the It's Not sex
okay.
parodies.
Not the Brady Bunch.
It's not the Brady
yes.
Bunch. Right. It's not Gilligan's Island. It's not Happy Days.
Right.
Well, It's Not Glee is coming out. The trailer is available for you to watch on YouTube.
I guarantee he would like this more.
And it is all the characters, including Little Precious.
Right.
And Nose and all the other characters that Omar likes to talk about, but they're all played by porn actors, and so they sing and dance, and then when they're done singing and dancing, they hump.
I see.
And the Jane Lynch character, Sue Sylvester, oddly, is cast as a lesbian in this version.
What?
And she has
weird.
Sex with all
liberties.
The hot cheerleaders and the Cheerios.
All right.
See? I thought you might like a little taste of the trailer from This Is Not Glee, the Triple X parody.
Nice.
Big Tushy Hose is that song.
Yes.
Big Tushy Hose.
So they actually sing through it?
Here's the thing. The actual song they're parodying is called Fat Bottom Girls.
Right.
Big Tushy Hose, I think, is even less rough than Fat Bottom Girls is.
Yeah, yeah. True.
Interesting.
But that's just one of the songs of This Isn't Glee, the Triple X parody scene.
Was there a role for a wheelchair-bound porn star? Because there aren't very many movies he can get cast in.
I think if you're paralyzed from the waist down, there's not a lot of use for you in the porn version of Glee.
Yeah, maybe
I
so.
I did not see him rolling around. I did see all the other characters representing, though.
We will...
Yeah. Will. The original James Bond Aston Martin DB5 from Goldfinger and Thunderball is up for sale.
That's a pretty cool car.
You know I love the collectibles, and this is one of the most collectible cars in the world. Maybe the most famous movie car of all time. It's the one that had the revolving license plates, and the oil slick mm-hmm. would come out, and machine guns coming out of the headlights. It was the first sort of cool spy car that was ever seen in a movie. Apparently a guy in Philadelphia owns it. Owns a radio station, of all things. And he bought it in 1969. It's pretty soon after it appeared in the films. He bought it for $12,000 back then. He is now selling it. They speculate it will sell for over $3 million.
Wow.
That's what they're expecting it to get. So if you got an extra $3 million laying around, you want to pick up a pretty cool car, the Aston Martin. Those have it's got 30,000 miles on it. So
Wow. It's used.
Yeah, it's well used. So we'll have to wait to see how that pans out. And will season 7 of House next season be the last season for that very popular TV show? Apparently, Hugh Laurie's contract expires at the end of next season, so now everyone's speculating on if the show will go on after his contract is up or whether he will hang up the scrubs and the cane and go on to other roles. Hugh himself says He's concerned because he says he hates when people blunder on for 5 years after they should have called it quits on a TV series. Then you get canceled. It's taken out of your hands. He believes someone involved with his show will say that's it when they think it's time for that show to go.
Well, the ratings have still been great for House.
Yes.
Great ratings.
Not
and
as good
I
as they were the first couple seasons, but
still. Yeah.
I mean, they're
still
over,
a top 10 show, though, right?
Over 12 million viewers a week are watching that show.
And I'll also say, as a House fan, I think this season has been terrific, too.
I don't think
it has decreased in quality at all.
When they got him into rehab and they sent him away to that mental institution at the end of last season, remember?
Yeah.
And he had
yeah.
to come out this year, and it was supposed to be a kindler, gentler House. I thought that was going to lose its edge.
Right.
But it's really been some interesting stuff going on. Not to mention the season finale where he finally hooks up with Cuddy. You know what I'm saying?
Spoiler alert.
Too late. It's still on my TiVo.
Yeah, you should say spoiler alert before the spoiler.
Well, now, Lisa, you don't need to worry about it.
I'm still on my TiVo. It's like 3 weeks.
I'm busy.
Oh, you're busy.
I am busy.
Yeah.
And I will also say, as a huge Andre Brower fan, that I've loved his character been added to the show this season.
Yeah.
So I think it's added a whole new depth.
He plays House's psychiatrist on the show, and he has been excellent.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'd like to see it go on and on and on. But that's just me.
Great show.
Talk about today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Kerry King, guitarist for Slayer, is 46 years old today. Newsman Anderson Cooper celebrates his 43rd birthday. He, of course, has a very popular show over on CNN. Tennis star Rafael Nadal is 24 years old today. And I can't believe I missed this, and I really appreciate a listener giving me the heads up. Songstress Denise Williams celebrates a birthday today. She is 60
I don't know anything about her.
Today.
Really?
Denise Williams was a popular singer, I guess, in the 80s, more or less. She was probably known for doing a lot of soundtrack work, including Let's Hear It for the Boy, I guess, which was a big hit off the Footloose soundtrack.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And I remember the DJs back in the day when that song was popular. Some of them were especially corny.
Is that right?
Yes.
PGC, I still love that song. From Nisi. Almost sprained myself right down there in the ankle every time I hear it. You might say it almost made my foot loose.
Okay.
So that happened.
All right. Wow.
That was Bean.
That was done on the air live. That people heard that.
That was
Bean. That was put out there as entertainment for listeners.
Wow.
But have I improved at all since then? Seriously?
No. Nope. You would still do that.
I would have.
Heartbeat.
You love
if I
cheese.
Thought of it today, absolutely.
Hey, we're going
cheese.
Outside with Aaron Lewis next. I mean, come on. You're the same guy. You're absolutely the same guy. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
If you'd like to go to the Weenie Roast, call now. 1-800-520-1067. You will need to do win a title fight. So call now, and we will do that next on the Kevin and Bean.
This is a late-season NFL game between two teams who have already been eliminated from the playoffs. That's what's about to happen to us. This is the bottom of the league getting ready to compete in a meaningless game, except for the listener on the phone who's going to win tickets to the Weenie Roast.
How dare you?
We have Weenie Roast tickets, and we have backstage passes. We're going to do a title fight. The reason that we're going to do it with Miss Cleo and Dave, the King of Mexico, is because of their previous fantastic performances, which were remixed by a listener who sent this in.
All right, let me read this. All right.
That happened.
So I think you could see the kids have had trouble giving clues in the title fight game.
No, listen. You're acting like I'm the worst. No, that was one band name, and the rest I've been impeccable.
Okay, but that one was worse than any other in history.
No, because I moved on right away. He's using the same. Using the same 2 seconds.
You did not move on. You're a liar. Yes,
he
is.
2 seconds.
It was 2 seconds, and I moved on right away.
Oh, we're gonna have to play the tape. Dave, I was stuck on the same word, and I moved on much quicker.
No,
both of you couldn't. You couldn't be more wrong. But we don't have time to get bogged down by that technicality now, because we do want to play the game. So basically, what's going to happen is contestants are going to be on the phone. Dave and Cleo each are going to be giving clues. You're going to be naming songs, very popular songs from popular bands. I can't say which yet until we unveil them, that are going to be playing at the Weenie Roast. So this is Kevin and Bean's Title Fight.
Presenting Kevin and Bean's Title Fight. Two people enter the ring. Only one leaves with the tickets. Let's get ready to go to a concert.
All right, let's start with line six. I guess we've got Robert, who's on the phone, wants to be a contestant. Hey, Robert, welcome to the show. How are you, man?
Hey, good. Good morning, guys.
All right, good morning to you. And let's say hi to Susie. She is on line two. She will also be playing today. Hey, Susie.
Hi, good morning.
All right, Robert, since we talked to you, how does this work? Since we talked to you
first, you get to pick who you want to give you the clues.
Yeah, you get to pick who you want to give the clues, and then you and then the other person, then you go first. That's how it works. Okay, Robert, who do you like, Dave or Cleo as your partner?
Dave.
Yeah.
You're going to go with Dave, all right? So you get to pick your partner, so we're going to give your competitor the advantage by making you go first. All right, Dave, pick one of those pieces of paper in front of you and find out which band you're going to. All right, who are you going to be doing?
Oh, you want to look now? Because
you can look and tell us which band you're going to be doing.
And then the clock starts.
I'll be doing Sublime.
Sublime.
All right. 45 seconds on the clock. Good luck.
All right. Negrini to sushi.
The what?
Good sushi, the opposite. Or, you know, good. Yeah. And now, what's in sushi?
Fish.
All right.
Put it together.
Put it together, dude.
Pass!
You are horrible.
Pass.
All right. pass this one. All right. Let's see. Rub up.
What?
Rub it up, dude. Come on. Do
you?
You can't say.
You guys
well
didn't explain
done.
This at all.
Oh, well, Kevin hit the timer right after we said Sublime. I was confused by that as well, but
yeah,
I didn't want to eat up any time either.
This one up.
I couldn't hear that you were doing Sublime song.
But he said Sublime.
Sublime, yes.
Right, I said, once you say the band name, the clock starts. And then you said Sublime, and then the clock started.
I don't know.
Was it confusing?
All right. So zero is what Cleo's got to deal with Susie. Yeah. So let's see how the ladies do. Cleo, open up your envelope. Tell me which band you're going to be doing song titles from.
Susie, as soon as I open this and tell you the band, we're going to go, all right?
Okay.
STP. Okay. You use this to put under your eyes when you have baggy eyes. It's a type of thick cream.
Foundation?
No, guys use it when they want to. pleasure themselves.
Yes, but
good one.
Another thing.
It's an STP title.
Pass.
Yeah, pass.
Okay. A dirty act that is really pleasurable. Is the first word. The second word.
Pass. Okay, sex.
Okay, sex.
Yes.
STP title.
So there's going to be double sex in it.
Sex Pistols?
Oh, my God. Okay, next one. If you are bad, another word, it's a Broadway play.
Me and Cleo are fine. I blame this on Kevin and Bean.
We have never, ever had a tie before.
Kevin and Bean are
here's
bad.
What we're going to
do. Here's what okay, before you move on, I just have to tell Sue. Miss Cleo spent 20 seconds trying to get you to say Vaseline, which is a very popular STP song. She's talking about lube. I mean,
you know you're
Vaseline.
Right. I don't blame Cleo. I blame you guys.
It's our fault.
Your fault.
Have we listeners.
Have we ever had a 0-0 tie before?
No, we never have. We never have. All right. So what do? We have
not on me.
We have tiebreakers, so we should do that, and we'll see which one.
Exactly, Kevin. Which one will come up with the tiebreaker answer first, all right?
Right.
So we'll go back to contestant number one, who is Robert, and Dave is going to give him a clue for the tiebreaker. We'll see how many seconds it takes him to come up with it if he does, and then we'll give the same opportunity to Miss Cleo and her contestant, okay?
Robert, you understand it's a Sublime song, right?
Okay, good with that.
All right, so keep track of the time here, guys.
All right, what do you do to marijuana, cigarettes?
Smoke it.
It's the name of
smoke.
Yes, it's not one, but...
Two.
Come on, go.
Smoke two joints in the morning.
Yeah! Okay. How many seconds was that?
15. And you're the worst contestant in the history of time.
Yes, you are.
He had smoke two, and he couldn't come up with it.
All right, Miss Cleo is going to be giving an STP bonus track to Sue, and let's see if she can do it in less than 15 seconds. She will win tickets and backstage passes. Susie, are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, good luck.
If you are out, the opposite of outside would be?
Inside.
Okay, or if you're inside something, if you're inside two things.
If you're inside two things?
Yes, you would be what?
Too
late.
I know.
What was
yeah. Past 15 seconds, so that means Dave, miraculously, and no, Robert have won tickets.
Robert is the worst contestant ever.
And he just won. Unbelievable. Miss Cleo was looking for Between is the word she was trying to get you to say. Between the Lines was the STP song she was playing for there. But nice try, Susie. Thank you for being with us anyway. Robert, you're the luckiest sumbitch in the world. Have fun on Saturday.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take your abuse, but we are having a Celtics fan on in about 10 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Bill Simmons from ESPN.com is going to be on to preview the NBA Finals that start tonight at 6 o'clock at Staples Center. That is coming up right now, though. Thank God for AMC. Who's with me, by the way? We complain so much about how bad television is. Thank God for networks like HBO and AMC. Of course, Breaking Bad is one of their big hits over there. Sunday nights at 10 with another new episode this week. We're very excited to welcome to the program Aaron Paul. He, of course, plays Jesse on the show. Hey, Aaron, how are you, man?
Oh, Kevin and Bean.
Uh-oh, what did we do? Why do I sound like we're in trouble?
No, I love you guys. How you doing?
We are good. Thank you.
We're delighted to have you on. You know, the question has been asked this season, and maybe you've even asked it yourself. Could Breaking Bad get any darker? Oh, my God. I feel like I need to be on drugs watching the show now.
No, you should be. You should be. Absolutely.
Oh, that helps? No. Okay. Let me make a note.
No. This Sunday even gets even crazier.
Well,
it just keeps going darker and darker.
For those that haven't watched the series Breaking Bad, describe how you and your former teacher go into business. Describe to them what happens.
Well, Walter White, played by Bryan Cranston, he finds out he's dying of lung cancer. So he decides to team up with me, and he pretty much blackmail me to start cooking and selling crystal meth with him to provide for his family once he dies.
He's a high school chemistry teacher, so he knows, you know, the ins and outs of
yeah.
cooking.
Cooks good
exactly.
meth.
He does. He's a
yeah.
good chef.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
But then the weird, you know, the weird twist in what Bean's talking about getting dark is, you know, at first it was like, oh, this poor guy, I can understand he has a tough choice to make.
Right.
But then things start going weird, and then you have to start killing people, and then there's cover-ups, and then there's lies.
And it's, yeah, he goes from being a sympathetic guy who's just doing what he can to make ends meet to, you know, just a criminal dirtbag, basically.
Exactly. He was just living this kind of dull and boring lifestyle just day to day, and then he kind of got woken up by this like dangerous kind of way of life, and he's addicted to it, and he likes it.
Yeah, right. Now your character has been fascinating, and every once in a while we hear this about a television show where a guy comes on, you know, Benjamin Linus on Lost is a great example of a character they thought was going to be on for two or three episodes, and he ended up being so great and brought so much needed character development to the show that they left him on for, you know, for years. It's kind of the same thing with your character. I mean, everybody kind of expected your guy was going to be dead early on, right?
Yeah. I mean, I had no idea about that going into the show, and I would have been so depressed if they decided to kill me off. But they liked the butting head, odd couple element that that Walt and Jesse brought to the show, so they kept me around. Thank God.
How do you characterize that relationship? And of course, you've got Bryan Cranston, such an unbelievable actor to work against. That must be so awesome for you. But I mean, is there any affection there? Is there just respect? Is there we're only in this because we need each other? How do you characterize the relationship?
I mean, it's kind of like a love hate relationship. At the beginning, he couldn't stand this guy, but he's very impressed and inspired by his cooking skills. And I think Walt has taken like somewhat of a fatherly role to Jesse. Jesse doesn't really have that sort of element in his life, and so it's definitely a love hate kind of battle they got going on. But
he's not a good father, though. He's not a good father figure, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's a dangerous kind of person.
Now, there are, if I'm doing my math correctly, and this is the voice of Aaron Paul on the Kevin and Bean Show, who plays Jesse on Breaking Bad Sunday nights at 10 on ABC. There's only AMC. There's only two episodes left this season, right?
Yeah, there's only two left.
Okay, so you're obviously long done with filming those. What's the status of Breaking Bad now? You guys are already picked up for another season?
Yeah, we're picked up for a fourth. We're going to start shooting in August, but most likely now starting the beginning of January.
Well, okay, that'll be back on, yeah. I do get some great ideas from this show because, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm always looking for ways to make money. And I'm thinking, I'm going to start going to AA meetings and, you know, NA meetings and slinging drugs. I mean, it's brilliant. You go
it's
to the people.
Obvious choice.
It's the obvious choice. You go to rehab where people are jonesing seriously for drugs. They're there for hours just talking about how much they love drugs. You come holding and you come ready to sell. That's the most brilliant idea I've seen in 2010.
Yeah, you're there for the people. You know,
we have to talk to Dr. Drew in a half hour, by the way, about celebrity rehab.
Yes.
So I don't know how well that's going to go over, but it's an odd mixture.
Suggest that to him.
All right, if you can keep the story straight, Aaron, give us a hint, give us a clue, give us something to look forward to for this Sunday night. The show is called Half Measures. All I know is it involves a card game. What can you tell us?
Oh my God! Everything goes down. I mean, it just gets so unbelievably. They could have ended this season with this next episode. The stuff hits the fan. It's fantastic.
Well, I got to tell you again, like Bean says, most people stick to the networks, and it's gotten more now that there's cable and there's satellite and everything else. But you got to, if you haven't seen this show, Breaking Bad, it's in its third season,
and
you can buy the other two seasons, and it is brilliant.
It's brilliant TV.
Yeah. And you're great on it, Aaron, and we love Brian on it. It's one of our favorite shows of all time.
Wow, I love you guys.
And we love you.
I was screaming Vaseline so loud.
Well, I don't know what happened. I thought it was a good clue also. I don't know.
Right?
I don't know what happened.
She got lube. How do you not get Vaseline?
I know. What's the deal? I don't know.
When you're talking about STP songs, it's not like we're asking to pull it out of her ass.
I would have loved to have heard you screaming Vaseline.
No, I was.
Aaron, have a great summer, man. Thank you for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show.
All right, you as well, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Always a thrill for us here on the Kevin and Bean Show to have ESPN.com's Bill Simmons on the program. He, of course, wrote the goddamn big book of basketball, so he knows what he's talking about with a preview of the NBA Finals starting tonight. Hey, Bill, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
Excited to be here and excited for today.
Are you going to bring some of that free-range scorn that made you a star at ESPN that I was just reading about a minute ago?
I love that. You know, the LA Times always lobs grenades at me, but this is one of my favorites. I like free-range scorn. It's just a good name for, like, a music band.
That is pretty good.
Yeah.
They should be playing the Wheatie Roast, exactly. Now, look, it's no secret that you are a Celtics fan. It's also no secret that there have been many times this season when you've essentially written them off as not being able to get the job done and go all the way. You predicted they'd lose the first round. They've surprised you. They've surprised a lot of people with how great they are. What do you think?
They deserved it. They were 25 and 24 in the last 49 games and looked dead, and everybody looked tired, and they weren't getting along. And I did not see this coming. And actually, if you look at the history of the league, like, there's only two other teams that even compare to this, the 78 Bullets and the 95 Rockets, of teams that just were playing like crap heading into the playoffs and somehow turned the switch on. It's not something you see that much. But, you know, now they're here. For some reason, they're playing great, getting along. And, you know, when you look at the 2008 finals and what happened, I'm really excited because, I read this story at Sports Illustrated about the Boston fans throwing rocks at the Lakers bus in Game 6, which I didn't even know about.
But you applaud.
I was at Dodger Stadium on Monday, but they're booing these Celtic fans. Like, they're really, I thought these fans were going to get attacked. And it's just, I don't think we see this in basketball, really, where there's just so much hatred on both sides.
I wanted Boston to win so bad when they were playing Orlando.
Yeah.
For that reason.
I want revenge.
Yeah. I wanted it to be the finals between the Lakers and the Celtics. I want revenge.
And I think, you know, it's not technically a rubber match because the Celtics weren't in the finals last year, but, you know, it's not the Lakers' fault that the Celtics didn't show up. But I feel like it's 1-1, and this is the rubber match. And, you know, when you think about Kobe historically and comparing it to Magic and Jerry West, people like that, you know, he never has beaten the Celtics. And if he goes 0-2 in the finals against the Celtics, I don't see how it's even a conversation with him against Magic.
That's an interesting point. Yeah, I mean, that is the hurdle that he has to cross in order to be at that level. You're right. Interesting.
Yeah, he's got two hurdles. He's got the six rings. Jordan won six rings, so he's got to get six if he wants to even have that argument. But with the Magic was, you know, on the first team that beat the Celtics and then beat him again. It was the only two times the Lakers have ever beaten the Celtics in the finals. And, you know, I just don't think Kobe can be in the same conversation with him until he does it.
You're one of my favorite writers, Bill, because you have the uncanny ability to analyze every single player on the court. And I know in your mind you have a constant, ever-shifting list of where they rank all time.
Yes.
Who's the player out there that stands to benefit most by winning an NBA title in 2010? Who's going to really, like, go through the stratosphere as a result of a win if they're on that team?
I would say Paul Pierce. especially if he's the best guy on the Celtics in this series, and especially if, you know, Artest is a bad matchup for him. Very physical. They're the same height. Pierce has this herky-jerky high post game that I think Artest can do pretty well against. And if the Celtics win another title with Pierce as the best guy, I think now you have to start thinking about him as one of the top 40 or 45 players ever. Now, the Laker fans are hearing
that's
this,
ridiculous.
Like, oh, get the wheelchair!
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah. Well, that was embarrassing for you, right? I mean, admit it.
Listen.
That was embarrassing.
Here's what I don't get about that whole thing. Here's what I don't get from you Laker fans when you rip Paul Pierce for this. All right, let's say that was an act. Let's say it was a psychological pull and he wasn't really hurt and he did it to get the crowd fired up. It worked! They won the game!
No, I don't think he did it to get the crowd fired up. I think he did it because he was scared of being hurt and it hurt so bad and he didn't know what to do. And then they got him back and he went, hey, this isn't so bad. That's what I think.
Here's what actually
And that's happened. Pathetic.
But he heard a pop. And normally with these guys, when they hear a pop, that means they knocked out one of their ligaments, and he freaked out. And he's, oh, my God, my knee. And then, you know, a minute later, he's flexing it, and he's like, I don't know what happened, but my knee's fine. And I don't know what the pop was, but I can just tell you that. This is a guy who was stabbed 11 times in 2000 and played in an exhibition game 3 weeks later. He's not – Vince Carter is a wuss. Paul Pierce is not a wuss.
Now, the Lakers in 2010, would you say – you mentioned Ron Artest, which I think was certainly an upgrade. Would you say that they're a better team than the team that lost to the Celtics 2 years ago?
Oh, no question. No question. I think Kobe's – you know, you look at what he did in the Sun series. It's – I don't think the shots that he's taken has changed. And if you watch, like, clips of him in the 2004 finals when Detroit killed the Lakers and Kobe was throwing up bad shots and stuff, or even 2008 – The shots are just going in now.
Like, he's making them, yeah.
And I think the difference, the biggest difference, and the reason that I'm really worried about the series as a Celtic fan is Artest. Because last time, they had Radmanovic, they had Trevor Ariza, who was hurt, and they had Luke Walton. And those are the only three guys they had to guard Pierce. And if you watch Game 4, which the Celtics came back from 25, Kobe was actually guarding Pierce down the stretch, which is terrible for him because that kills his legs on the other end.
Right.
Now they have Artest, they can just throw on him like a blanket. I actually think the key guy in the series for the Celtics is going to be Ray Allen, because Kobe's probably going to guard Rondo, and the point guards are going to be guarding Ray Allen and chase him around screens, and he is the key guy if Pierce doesn't play well.
Look, I don't want Boston to win, but I sure love Ray Allen and sure would love it if he would win a title at some point, because he's one of my favorite players.
Well,
that's what
team.
I'm saying. I'm on saying I don't want team. The Celtics to win. Right. I'm just saying I'd like Allen to get a ring someday.
All right.
He had the menage a trois, and he got game with two porn stars. You got to hand it to him for that.
God bless him. Last time we had you on, Bill, you talked about your Twitter account. Of course, your regular Sports Guy 33 is a must-follow, but your twitter.com/Celtics Chance. Do you have anything special that you have planned to unveil tonight for Game 1?
No, because for two reasons. One, I have too much respect for Celtics-Lakers. I don't think we need a chance for this. We beat L.A. is the only chance you need. And two, I guess this is a sign of respect for Kobe, but I don't want to make the guy mad. I'd rather just him be in whatever mental state he's in and not be mad at the fans and wanting to take out whatever at them. So I think beat LA is going to be the only one that works.
When they were in Phoenix and Kobe hit that ridiculous shot and turned around to the coach and kind of said, hey, how do you like that? I mean, you're right. You don't want to get his attention.
Yeah.
You know what, though? If he had done that to Greg Popovich or Jerry Sloan, I swear they would have punched him in the face. It was actually, like, secretly very disrespectful. But I think
oh, stop
with
it.
So, yeah.
Well, the series starts tonight. Game 1 is a 6 p.m. tip-off, I think, at Staples Center. Many
I have
are
a
given.
What's up?
You have a prediction?
Okay.
I think this is. I think, number one, I think the Celtics can win this game. And number two, they have a huge advantage of this game because it's a weird start, 6 o'clock. And you know how L.A. works. That's the worst time to drive around L.A. from 4 to 6.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the will call at Staples Center is the 8th circle of hell. It's just terrible.
Right.
I don't think the crowd is going to be in their seats until like 6:45.
But they've been starting at 6 for at least the last full series, if not the one before that.
I'm just saying for the finals it's different because there's so many tickets that go through will call, and their will call is terrible. And I think the crowd is going to be dead. This actually happened to the Celtics in the Cleveland series. Game 3, the Red Sox started at the same time. And the crowd just didn't show up until the second quarter. By that time, the Cavs were up 20. So I feel
you see what Celtics fan Bill Simmons is trying to do right now, Kevin, is take away the home court advantage. That's what he's trying to do right now.
That's what he's hoping.
You Laker fans, if you care, you better show up on time. That's what I'm telling you. You in your seat at 7 o'clock if you don't go early.
ESPN's The Sports Guy is Bill Simmons. Bill, if you have time, we'd love to talk to you next week, get an update on how it's going for you. We always appreciate your time on the Kevin Abine Show, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, Lisa. It's the world famous K-Rock at 8:55.
Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph Garman.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
What is that?
I love death. Don't get me wrong. I love death, but what's going on?
Well, I hope you love this one. What? I guess I have to take down my Rue McClanahan should host Saturday Night Live page on Facebook.
Really?
The world's a little less golden, Lisa.
Oh. Makes me kind
of
sad.
Rue McClanahan, star of Golden Girls, has passed away at the age of 76 years old.
She had a good
so
run.
Is Betty White the only Golden Girl left?
Betty White is the only surviving Golden Girl.
How about that?
Bea Arthur passed away only last year, and Estelle Getty died in 2008. Now Betty has to carry the massive weight of being the last remaining Golden Girl.
It's going to be a crappy reunion special, I'll tell you that.
It's going to be quiet.
88.
It's going to be a quiet one.
It is going to be quiet.
Sure. Yeah, so there you go. Hmm. Betty White's 88?
Yeah.
88 years old, yeah.
Wow. Rue McClanahan was 76.
I know.
Quitter.
When was the Golden Girls heyday?
80s.
80s.
Early 80s. Ran from 1985 to 1992 on NBC, Kevin, right, to answer your question.
All right.
So, they all had a good run. Betty's got to be sweating, right?
Well, I think if you're 88, you're always sweating.
Curse?
Yeah. She's sitting up going, oh, no. The Golden Girl curse. Yeah. They die when they hit 80. The Golden Girls go right out.
Look, I don't ever want Betty White to die. I want her to live forever. But if she were going to go, wouldn't now be the perfect time? She's on top of the world. She'll never be more popular than she is right now.
Oh, I'm sure Betty would be glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying.
We invited her to come on the show, actually. We wanted to surprise Bean and have her interview on the show. And she said no. She blew us off. So she's got good taste.
A lot of her radio is a newfangled invention.
Speaking of death, great list from Celebrity Buzz just released on the intranet. The top 30 celebrities under the age of 30 to die young this summer.
Yeah.
This is a lovely list.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's all over this list.
They give them the name of the celebrity and then the possible cause of why they might go. For example, Kendra Wilkinson, likely cause, STDs.
Oh, man.
Britney Spears at number 8, likeliest cause, sadness. Which I think is just kind of rough. Kesha. Kevin, you'll be happy to know Kesha's 10th on the list.
Good.
Likeliest cause, alcohol poisoning. Snooki is on the list at 12. Likeliest cause, assault.
Punch, sure.
Yeah.
That's reasonable.
Allie Lohan. Likeliest cause, proximity to Lindsay Lohan.
I think it's completely valid.
Justin Bieber. Likeliest cause, angry teenage mob. Robert Pattinson. Likeliest cause, slightly older angry teenage mom. Tila Tequila, likeliest cause, all life choices.
Yeah.
They say. But number one at the list, of course, is Lindsay Lohan. Likeliest causes, drugs, alcohol, propensity for being involved in car crashes, child star curse, and the list goes on and on and on.
Yeah, it's a long list.
Here's your list.
No one will be surprised if Lindsay Lohan dies this year. No one.
It's kind of sad.
It is, but true.
Yeah. Yeah.
So get your death pool bets in now. I want to give you a quick heads up. We're still talking about raising some money for Annabelle Ward and her daughter, Ayanna, who, of course, suffered that horrible hit-and-run car accident back in 2008 that I witnessed. We've been trying to raise some money for them to help them out because Annabelle's lost her house and her car and her job, and she's really struggling. She's in a lot of pain. We're trying to get her some medical help as well as raise some money for her. So we are auctioning off my personal pair of Weenie Roast tickets at the KevinandBean.com website. It's under K&B Bay, which is our auction. For these tickets, you get the pair of tickets, which are really legitimately my seats. Wherever I'll be sitting, you'll be sitting instead. A pair of VIP passes, a pair of the VIP parking, a couple T-shirts to commemorate the event on Saturday. And you get to meet the Kevin and Bean Show if you want to. That's optional. We're not trying to force you because God knows.
Is it possible that you'll have a few drinks and by the time Cage the Elephant goes on, you're going to kick him out?
It's my seats! Get out of my seats! Yeah, I'd be an ass. Quick retraction.
Uh-oh.
You know, it's not like me to report anything. It's not absolutely true.
You had a retraction yesterday.
Rubik's alive. My bad. No, I talked about the possibility of House going out after next season because Hugh Laurie's contract is up.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So I received an email from a gentleman named David Shore.
Oh my God!
Oh my God! The creator
to be
of House.
The creator of House.
Wow!
Are you kidding me? Who listens to the show from time
what
to time?
What does he know about this show?
He goes, "Wow! Entertainment Weekly writes it. People believe it." He wrote me. He said Hughes signed through the next two seasons.
Oh, great!
So, we're guaranteed at least two more seasons of House. So House fans, do not panic. Your favorite show, and it certainly is mine. We'll be around for at least a couple more seasons.
Well, we weren't happy about it. I'll tell you that.
No need to panic.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get nervous sometimes, Ralph, because of where our show is broadcast, that the people involved in our discussions may be listening.
Yes.
This is one time where I'm so glad that we had nothing but great things to say about the show.
Yeah, I'm glad I got a chance to set that straight. And still have my SAG card, by the way, David. I just don't want you to know. I am an active member of SAG. Just want to let you know. I mean, I don't know.
Active?
I don't know if you use actors over there on House. I'm not familiar with your program. But if you do need any actors, just saying, my dues are paid up. I've got my card. I could work anytime.
So, like, if you need a nurse,
no,
Ralph would be good.
No, if you need, if House Ralph needs a new BFF now that Wilson's got a girlfriend, you know.
Oh, there
just
you go.
Saying, I can carry his cane or something. I mean, you name it, I'm there.
Is that code?
They already did the Renaissance Fair episode, Ralph. So yeah, that was your best shot to get on.
Huzzah! All right, a quick look at celebrity birthdays today. Guitarist Kerry King of Slayer.
Oh my God!
Is 46 years old today. Newsman Anderson Cooper celebrates his 43rd birthday. Tennis star Rafael Nadal is 24 years old today. Do we still have time to give tribute to Denise Williams?
Oh, absolutely.
Footloose fame.
Actually, we're running a little bit late. We got Dr. Drew standing by to come
singer,
on,
probably so. Her biggest hit was Let's Hear It from the Boy from the Footloose soundtrack. And back in the days when Bean was throwing flames over there on the crab. Or whatever station he was working on.
Bean actually went by the nickname Flash.
Flash Phillips.
For a while.
I was Flash Phillips.
Flash Phillips was spinning with the stacks of wax over there on the crab. And here he is coming out of it.
Flash Phillips. Flash Phillips. WABA.
Come on. Flash Phillips. Why is Pat O'Brien doing your announcing work over there? Here's Bean coming out of Denise Williams' song from the Footloose soundtrack.
PGC, I still love that song. From Nisi. Almost sprained myself right down there in the ankle every time I hear it. You might say it almost made my foot loose.
Oh,
you think he took that home and he went, yes.
Wait, yeah. Can I have that?
He said
right to the engineer, hey, could you get me a copy of that one? I want to take that home and put that in the vault.
He was hockey goal fist pumping as he said
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he was.
I nailed
and
it.
And he slid in the Nisi nickname, you know, that her friends call her. He was firing on all cylinders that afternoon.
Guys, I would say something just as dumb the next time I open the mic.
Yes,
that wasn't anything special.
You loved it.
We might need to revisit Bean's days as a top 40 DJ.
As Flash Phillips?
Yeah, because there's so much good stuff.
Oh, dear.
Let's not forget how Lionel gets a little richier every time he plays a song. I mean, it's life.
I just see Bean like high-fiving board ops.
Of course.
Like, when he shuts up, like, yeah! Woo!
The mullet, and he's got incense burning in the studio. Like a black light poster up on the wall.
And then he explains it to the engineer who already got it. See, because it made my foot loose. It's in the movie Footloose.
Venus Flytrap, Dr. Johnny Fever stopping by, saying hi to him.
All right. We got to move on here, guys. We got a very full next hour.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 13 minutes after 9 o'clock.
And
Paula Girado just picked up Weenie Roast tickets and backstage passes.
Excellent.
So congratulations.
Congratulations, Paula. Of course, you're running out of time because the show is this Saturday, completely sold out. And we have your final pair of tickets tomorrow. 22 hours from right now will be your last chance to win Weenie Roast tickets for free. After that, it's up to you and the scalpers and the fake tickets. So good luck with that. All right. It's Thursday on the Kevin Amin Show. That means it's time for our weekly update with our good friend, Dr. Drew Pinsky, who joins us on the phone right now. Hey, Doc. How are you, man?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Psycho Mike will not shut up about tonight's love line. His all-time number one crush, Deora Baird, is your special guest. I hope you're prepared for the filthiness that will be going on tonight on your program.
Oh, I'll be his wingman. Don't be worried about that. But here's the comedy. He was going to wear a tuxedo.
Right.
But Mike, explain what happened when you tried on that tuxedo.
Well, I own a tuxedo, and I went to put it on in preparation for Miss Baird, and I realized that I bought that tuxedo probably about 4 or 5 years ago when I was roided out of my mind. And it it fits like Barry Melrose or like one of those like former NFL players that now does broadcasting and wears these clown suits that go down to his knees.
So yes. Now you look like a little kid in his dad's suit? That's not impressive.
What's it like on Loveline, though, when the hot chicks come in as guests, to have Psycho Mike just drooling all over them? Do you guys get any work done, or is it all just you trying to protect the young lady in the studio?
Well, it's protecting the ladies. We don't get any work done, but it's not what you think it is. It's not like he's crawling over the table like some sort of Tex Avery film with his eyeballs popping out. It's more that he becomes like a timid little boy, and he gets very scared. So I'm trying to encourage him tonight to really put it out there.
Yeah, that's
he
not
has
Mike.
A chance with this one, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no. I hope so, because your beard is awesome. Hey, is that Lindsay Lohan calling you? Do you need to get that other line?
No, I think it's Liza Minnelli.
Speaking of Liza Minnelli, I know we've asked you before about the celebrity rehab, and you say you don't have anything to do with the casting, but these rumors keep coming out, like Lindsay Lohan being offered $1 million, and now Liza Minnelli they're trying to get. Do you know anything about the truth of those reports?
I know that they were talking to Liza Minnelli, and it was close, and I still think they're talking to her. And I know that they've talked to Lindsay Lohan, but I don't know to what extent that has gone anywhere. Though I believe she's going to be at the Weenie Roast on Saturday, so I'll ask her.
Oh, all right.
How about that?
All right. Really? Her and her scram bracelet are going to be there, huh?
That's interesting.
How about that? All right. One other thing we wanted to ask you about, Doctor. We had a conversation this week about the hot new trend in England that is slowly making its way to the United States, and it's called vodka eyeballing. I'm sure you've heard about it.
Oh, of course.
What do you make of it? And do you recommend it for our Kevin and Bean listeners?
What I make of it is you guys, I don't know who discovered this, you or Kevin, you guys spend altogether too much time trolling through the internet, it seems to me.
Well, look, vodka eyeballing, come on.
Yeah, I know when you come upon it, it's a wonderful, wonderful
right,
find,
right.
But I'm not sure it's a sweeping the nation trend necessarily.
It's not, but that's because the people that do it are really stupid. Would you agree with us, though, that we need to thin the herd and these people should not be discouraged?
Well, there is always that argument. but what are they, do they use eyedroppers instead
nope.
of drop?
They put a vodka bottle. Most of the videos on YouTube.
And then just lean back
yes!
and put the on their eye.
That seems yes. painful. It
yeah.
seems inadvisable. And it seems inefficient. I mean, the whole idea about the keistering of the alcohol is that it's a very rapidly absorptive zone. Eyeball, not so efficient, it seems to me. So those of you contemplating eyeballing vodka, try something else.
There's also the blindness issue.
There is that, by the way.
Well, you know, as we've been talking about this, Dr. Drew, vodka is one of those alcohols that hits you, right? I mean, when you
yes.
drink it, you can get drunk pretty fast on vodka. What kind of a hurry are you in to get that drunk that you need to start putting it anywhere other than your mouth?
That's exactly right. Unless you have some sort of horrible esophagitis or ulcer or something that prevents you from using your gastrointestinal tract or your rectum, to be fair. I mean, how desperate do you have to be to need the eyeball? I'm asking the same question.
I think I would try ear first, and I don't even know if that would work.
I think I remember back in the day, but people not commonly, but one of the sort of notorious routes of administration of hallucinogens was eyeball. But remember, those are active in micro quantities, so that kind of made sense. Alcohol, you need a certain volume to move on through, and I guess. I'm trying to think of another orifice that would be more efficient, but it's not a good way to go.
Really, drinking it is 40 to 50%, alcohol. It hits you pretty fast.
It's good enough.
You needn't look for other routes.
Really,
enjoy the mouth.
Really,
exactly.
If you just drink it, it's going to hit you pretty fast. That's all right.
Yeah. This is further evidence that the internet is a source of great evil. It's motivating people to do very, very bizarre things.
Be sure to catch our friend Dr. Drew along with Psycho Mike Sundays through Thursdays on Loveline. 16 and Pregnant is wrapped for the season, but you can watch Dr. Drew's reunion special at MTV.com and, of course, Sober House videos available at VH1.com. I know Dr. Drew always has something new coming on, and we'll talk to him next week. Next Thursday, Drew, let's do it again, buddy.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 9:41.
And?
Don't forget the K&B Bay. We are auctioning off Ralph's actual tickets to the Weenie Roast.
Yes.
For Annabelle, who Ralph saw got in an accident. She lost her job and her car and everything. She lost everything.
She has, and she's in horrible pain. She was in the hospital over the Memorial Day weekend. I felt so bad for her.
And 9 o'clock tomorrow morning is when that ends. 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
So. I think the bidding is up to $1,500 so
Fantastic.
Far.
Awesome.
So go
to
good news.
KROQ.com. Yeah. K&B Bay is what to look under, and you can go to that auction, and all the proceeds will go to Annabelle. It is 9:42.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Bee now one more time on a Thursday. What's going on, Ralph?
Rue McClanahan, star of the popular 80s sitcom Golden Girls, which is still popular with one guy who lives in the Pacific Northwest on an
it's
island.
It's still a great show.
With a clown head on its house.
She has passed away at the age of 76 years old today. Apparently, she passed away this morning from a massive stroke, according to her manager. I guess if you got to go, that's a pretty good way to go.
Yeah, good health right up until you're not, because you're dead.
Yeah. She was recovering from bypass surgery that she had earlier this year. She had a minor stroke then, but apparently she was in pretty good health. And then she went. She had her family with her. She went in peace, according to her manager. So, Betty White, the last standing Golden Girl. Well, none of them really ever stand. They use the walker or they lean. But still, she's alive, I guess is what I'm trying to get at. Heard you guys talking to Spencer Pratt.
Yeah.
This comes to us from Us Magazine. Apparently, this whole separation... just another scam.
Fake, yeah, that's what we were afraid of.
Another scam. Her sister, Holly, Heidi's sister, has tweeted that the couple are liars and that this is all just a publicity-seeking stunt to try to push ahead this plan they have for this reality show where Heidi lives with her friend and then there's a big reunion with Spencer at the end of it.
It makes perfect sense because she's tweeting about it and he's all of a sudden silent.
Yeah, when has he been silent?
Hello,
there was a split, he'd be...
all over it.
All over it, yeah. And Holly famously hates Spencer, and Spencer famously hates Holly, so good for her to try to blow his cover. I'm glad about that.
Glee, still wildly popular, even after American Idol has gone off the air. Fox was wondering how it would do without its powerful lead-in. It was the number one show on Tuesday night. The ratings are in, and it is a wild success. So we were talking about it. I was talking to Omar about it off the air. This summer, you'll see opening up all over the country what they call Glee Camps, where you send your kids, and they teach them how to sing and dance all the songs and numbers from Glee.
Oh,
great idea. It's like a summer camp idea for kids who want to be performers. Apparently, there's a new toy in the works, a Glee microphone, so you can sing along with your favorite Glee cast members.
We should send Omar to that camp, and we should get him that microphone.
And you know it's popular when they start doing the porn parodies. You know, we've talked about Happy Days, the porn parody, and I Dream of Jeannie, and Gilligan's Island, all the classics, and now they're doing a take on Glee, where they have porn stars playing all the characters, your favorite characters from Glee, and besides singing and dancing, they do other things.
Sure.
That they don't do on the show.
Because it's porn.
Exactly.
Right.
Here's a little highlight from This Ain't Glee, the XXX parody.
Yeah.
Tribute to Queen there.
Very creative.
Big tushy hose. I'd like to see some of the girls from Glee in that movie. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think they're going
to
be.
I'd like to see it, though.
I know, but I don't.
Yeah, that Mercedes, man. She's something else.
Actually, they do have a Mercedes-esque actress already in this one. I want to see Quinn, though.
Yeah.
Big old pregnant belly.
You need to see that. No.
Hot.
Plug the damn hole.
Amy Winehouse has a new boyfriend.
What?
London Sun tabloid reports that she is now dating a writer, producer, filmmaker named Reg Travis in the UK. And according to all sources, he lives a clean and sober life.
Okay.
One of these things is not like the other.
Yeah, that's not possible.
They've been dating for weeks and are quite affectionate, says the newspaper. And looks like Amy has nabbed a winner this time and her friends and family couldn't be happier.
Hmm.
I can see what's in it for her. What's in it for Reg Travis?
Yeah,
great question.
That's a great question.
Who in his right mind would date her?
I don't know.
I want an answer!
I really don't know. That's odd.
And Cameron Diaz is addressing rumors that she is dating Alex Rodriguez. She talked to the British version of Vogue, talking about primarily her health regime. You know, how she stays good-looking.
Sure.
She says her real-life fountain of youth is exercise, a healthy diet, lots of water, laughter, and lots of sex.
That's not a pleasant image.
When asked about, especially if you do those things at once. She was asked about Alex Rodriguez, and she says she's madly in love with life. See how she deflected it there?
Wow.
With life.
Wow.
She sucked us in, making us believe she was going to say something and then threw us a curveball. She may be madly in love with life. Let's wait until Night and Day comes out. See Let's see if she's still wildly in love with life.
That's a great
Holy
point.
Crap, does that look like a piece of...
Not as bad as Killers.
Oh! Don't get me started on Killers. Killers
that like is the 1-2 punch this worse. Summer.
That really is going
to
be great.
It's going to be sad when Sex and the City 2 turns out to be the best romantic comedy of the
when
summer.
When it wins an Oscar this I year. Know. Because yeah. every other movie is The Killers and Night and Day. Shouldn't title that movie Career Killers.
How did Tom Cruise end up in it? That's the mystery. Cameron Diaz has been in a lot of crappy movies, but how did Tom Cruise end up in that?
I think he's trying to update his image. He wants to be like a romantic comedy action guy now.
Still action, but yeah. add romantic.
Yeah. We should talk to him, see what he has to say. Today's celebrity birthday is guitarist Kerry King of Slayer. Is 46
oh my God,
years
tissue.
Old today.
Really, honestly.
Newsman Anderson Cooper celebrates his 43rd birthday.
Oh my God, tissue.
Tennis star Rafael Nadal is 24 years old today. And Denise Williams, who, of course, had a popular hit off the Footloose soundtrack called Let's Hear It for the Boy. She is 60 years old today. I remember as if it was yesterday when Bean was playing that song.
Not again.
On his popular Top 40 radio show.
BGC, I still love that song. From BC. Almost sprained myself right down there in the ankle every time I hear it. You might say it almost made my foot loose. You might say that, but you wouldn't.
Off, Bean, you asshole.
Come on.
You.
I'm with that guy.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. It's Friday morning. That means we have Adam Carolla in studio talking This Week in Rage.
Yeah.
We have Adrian Brody from Splice. That movie looks all effed up.
They give birth to a kangaroo. That's what I take from the trailer.
We have the movie beat. Ralph will tell you the new movies that are in the theater. We have Thanks for That Info, Bean. Very exciting.
Woo.
And we have your final chance to win tickets for the Weenie Roast and Backstage Passes in the 7 o'clock hour tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean show.
And then we'll reveal the auction winner at the 9 o'clock hour, too.
Correct. So. That, too.
That'll happen.
Tomorrow
Don't
morning.
Go away. Cat Corbett's up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. Why not stick around for This Is War, new one from 30 Seconds to Mars. Also, we got Weezer coming up, Metallica, Rise Against Killers, and more right after this on